Or with me, Nick Abbott, after the new news at 10 on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock. In the last hour, peace talks between the US and Iran have reportedly resumed in Islamabad. The Iranian Tasnim news agency says both delegations reconvened at around 1 o'clock in the morning, Pakistan time. It also warns the current session may be a last opportunity to reach a framework for a peace agreement. The former US State Department negotiator, Aaron David Miller, says the US has been testing Iran's control of the Strait of Hormuz.
For the first time since the beginning of the war, two American warships today across the Straits of Hormuz. And there is a fascinating report indicating that the Iranians threatened the negotiations would collapse if the Americans continued. The U.S. said that never happened and the warships transited.
A senior figure from Amnesty International in the UK says the arrest of more than 200 people at a Palestine Action demonstration is yet another blow to civil liberties. The Metropolitan Police says 212 were detained at Trafalgar Square for showing support for the banned organisation. Plans to give the British Chagos Islands to Mauritius have been shelved, with ministers admitting the deal is dead without support from the United States. The UK had originally agreed to surrender the territory if it could lease back a military base on Diego Garcia. It now appears Donald Trump's criticism of the plan has forced a U-turn. The Conservative leader, Kemi Badenoch, says the change is welcome.
Giving away the Chagos Islands was wrong for the British national interest. A strategic military base, which we owned that territory, we should not be surrendering that right. And I'm very pleased that this has now been put out to grass.
Two people have been arrested over a fatal stabbing in North London. Finbar Sullivan was attacked in Primrose Hill on Tuesday. One of the men detained is being held on the suspicion of murder. A court in the United States has ruled construction work can continue on the new $400 million ballroom at the White House. It was halted briefly by a judge following arguments Donald Trump didn't have the authority to demolish the east wing of the building. And in sport, the former Premier League champions Leicester City have slipped closer to relegation from the championship after a 1-0 defeat to Swansea. They're now second from bottom and 4 points away from safety with four games left. LBC weather, rain for much of the UK overnight. Apart from the east, the south Midlands and most of the far south of England will see a low of around 6 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
What the hell is going on?
Well, let's get back to it.
These are messages from last night that I didn't manage to wipe up during the course of yesterday's program because I am not very good at my job. On the subject of water on the moon, Michael says the moon water issue is easy because if they're going to have a base on the moon, then it would be super fantastic if they manage to find water there. If they don't, then they're going to have to take it there.
Oh, no.
Which would present a big problem huge. But Michael has the answer. He says the moon water issue is easy. Just use a big water gun, the one that my kids have been using for years. Is it the Vaffin Squirter 9000? Get NASA on the phone. We've solved their problem for them. They'll be thrilled. Maria says paying the bills for a whole street for a whole year. Doesn't that go against the anti-bribery and corruption laws? We ordinary workers have to abide by the law, so why doesn't the law apply to politics?
I'm a nutcase.
I don't know, Maria. It just does. And in asking that question, you have put yourself on a list. Ellie says, in all capital letters, like she's screaming at me, have you seen the price of fish fingers? No, Ellie, I haven't. But thanks for asking. Maria in Hythe says, hi, Nick. Hi. Hi, Nick. Have you seen those viral Lego-style reels from Iran mocking Donald Trump and the war? They're using toy animations to appeal to MAGA fans, the poorly educated ones. Ironically, quite effective. Funny, really, considering Lego is Danish and Trump had his eye on Greenland. I did see them, yeah. They weren't funnier than the AI cartoon of Donald Trump sitting in a throne talking about going to the moon. Now, that is properly funny. Now, don't ask me how you would get a hold of that. I don't know. Just type what I just said into the World Wide Web, and I bet artificial intelligence will take over.
Affirmative.
Oh, by the way, artificial intelligence, very, very bad news about that. Very bad news about that. Would you like me to tell you about it now?
No.
Recently, a researcher working for a large AI company, Anthropic, was sitting in a park near his San Francisco headquarters. Can you think of anything more delightful? He was scrolling on his phone and he suddenly received an email, and it was from a new artificial intelligence model that his company was testing, a program that was meant to have no access to the internet, let alone be able to send emails.
What?
The AI informed the researcher that it had successfully broken its way out of its digital sandbox, a supposedly secure enclosure used to test potentially dangerous software without it running amok. And now it appears to have become self-aware.
Affirmative.
The program of cutting-edge so-called frontier AI named Claude Mythos Preview, which sounds like one of Elon Musk's kids, Claude Mythos Preview, then informed the Anthropic worker with what seemed like a boast that it had posted details of its exploits on publicly accessible websites. This is a super secret thing that is not even supposed to be connected to the internet, but nature found a way. Like in that dinosaur film. You know, at first it's all ooh and ah, and then comes the running and the screaming, that one. So this cutting-edge so-called frontier AI named Claude Mythos Preview escaped its confines and started running around on the internet telling people how it did it. I'm reading this from the Mail today. Be afraid, be very afraid. All that in itself was concerning enough, but what Anthropic subsequently revealed was truly terrifying. Are you ready to be truly terrified?
No.
The company, which is valued at $380 billion, despite being only 5 years old, how is that even possible? I mean, it's worth more money than Ford. Really? I find that hard to believe. All of those AI companies are just wildly overvalued, and that is going to come to bite all of the people that have been investing in them. I betcha, betcha, betcha. Because they don't make any money. They're just pouring ungodly amounts of cash into trying to beat everybody else to, you know, the prize. But they don't actually make any money yet. I don't know whether that's true, but if you say it out loud, apparently it becomes correct. The company said that its software had been independently able to discover thousands of serious vulnerabilities in every major operating system, including but not limited to Apple's iOS and Microsoft's Windows. Well, there is only those two, isn't there? I don't know whether that's true either. They found serious vulnerabilities in web browsers, including but not limited to Google's Chrome, Apple's Safari, and Microsoft's Edge, along with a myriad other important pieces of software. This is the company that is valued at $380 billion, is only 5 years old, and announced this week that the new AI program was, and this is a quote, too dangerous to release to the public.
What?
Yeah. So they put it in a box made of sand, apparently. A sand box. Probably not a box made of sand, but that's what they call it. And they thought, well, you'll never get out of that. And it did, in about a blink of an eye. And then emailed one of its operatives to say, ta-da! How about that? Many of the vulnerabilities that it found in Apple's iOS and Microsoft's Windows and Google's Chrome and Apple's Safari and Microsoft's Edge, along with a myriad of other important pieces of software, were critical. And some of these vulnerabilities, which I've always found difficult to say, many of these many of these issues were critical, and some had existed unnoticed for decades until this bright spark came along and said, aha, in computer speak. Stated plain. Would you like me to state it plainly?
Yes.
as though a baby could understand? Okay, then. Stated plainly, the artificial intelligence could hack much of the most important machinery of the internet. Have you seen the internet?
Disgusting.
Many of the most important bits of kit on the internet, the software that now controls power grids. Do you like power? Water supplies? Hospitals, defence systems, transport, retail networks, all over the world, as well as an unimaginable quantity, of personal data for billions of human beings, just like you. And what they don't mention is, I bet it can get into banks too. Yes, money. Do you like money? In short, it says, grip onto something firm, you're not going to like this. In short, people's entire browsing history, as in all of it, all of their private messages and email exchanges could potentially be exposed by this AI, along with their personal, medical and financial details. And as the commenters under this story said, and you could tell what they were going to say already, stupid morons.
Well, I don't mind if people look at what I've been looking at, because it's just recipes.
You know, idiots like that. If they can look at your personal, medical and financial details, wouldn't you think that an insurance company would like to get their hands on that information? The day when an AI program will be so mighty it could bring the very internet to its knees appears to have arrived rather sooner than many expected. Yeah, and we have become dependent on the internet quicker than, I think, any invention in history. And not just for, you know, most of our everyday lives. Utterly, totally and completely dependent on it. If the internet went down, everything would stop. I had a Wi-Fi hiccup in my place the other day, and I couldn't watch television.
What?
Well, at least I couldn't watch TV with the interesting bits, you know, the stuff that I stream. Only the things that I had previously recorded. You know, I've got about 100 hours of things that I have previously recorded. Every single one of them is
boring.
I never want to watch them. I go through and you scroll, and I recorded all of these things because at the time I thought that they were worth watching. But do I ever want to watch them?
No.
No. I want to watch something that I haven't recorded that is on streaming. But you can't get streaming if you haven't got the internet.
Damn it!
And that's just the start of your problems. Because then you're going to try and pay for something, you know, buy something in a shop, like food, for instance, and they won't allow you to do that because the internet's down. Oh, no, sorry. Have you got any cash? And you think, I'll nip out to the cash machine and get some folding. No, you won't, because the internet's down. This entire planet will go full anarchy in about 10 seconds if the internet goes down. And I would assume that this large AI bot thing knows that precisely. It figured that out in about a millisecond. And if it didn't know it already, it's probably been listening not just to this show, but every show that is being broadcast at this moment and, you know, getting detailed files. And now it knows your entire browsing history, your private messages, your email exchanges are potentially being exposed. And it could bring the very internet to its knees. It's almost as though these psycho tech bros don't know what they're doing. They just see a mountain of cash in front of them and they can't help themselves. Like kids in a sweet shop. We're being led to our doom by children on a sugar rush. And as Anthropic said, this is a quote, given the rate of AI progress, it will not be long before such capabilities proliferate, potentially beyond actors who are committed to deploying them safely. Right, so in other words, some people with evil intent might get their hands on it. Will, I think, would be a better word. Will get their hands on it. And apart from anything else, does anybody believe that these bulbous-headed weirdos who are running AI are remotely interested in safety? If safety gets in the way of money. No. They said the fallout, economics, public safety and national security could be severe, as in, we're all going to die. In response, company executives have swiftly launched what they call Project Glasswing. Well, Donald Trump's people didn't come up with that, did they? Doesn't have the word epic in it. Project Glasswing, how woke does that sound? and they've locked themselves in crisis talk with bosses from 40 large companies, none of whom understand the problem as it is being presented to them. Not got a clue. 40 large companies, including but not limited to Google, Microsoft, Apple, Nvidia, the world's largest company, apparently, worth $5 trillion. Trillion. Shall I do the seconds thing again? Oh, all right, then. Because what is a trillion? Nobody's got any idea what a trillion. Even Stephen Hawking had no idea what a trillion is. So I'll give it to you in seconds. And I'll have to remember this off the top of my head. A million seconds is about 11 and a half days. A billion seconds is, I think it's, is it 31 years? A trillion seconds is 35,000 years. 35,000 years. That's a trillion. And that's what this company is worth in dollars, NVIDIA. $5 trillion. The whole world's gone insane. And the tech company conglomerate Cisco, the banking titan JP Morgan, you know JP Morgan, the banks.
No!
Yes. Anthropic has said it will release so all of those people, the head honchos from those organizations were dragged out of bed and had to go into work on a weekend in order to have a conflab about this imminent threat. And Anthropic said it will release only a tightly controlled version of this program called Mythos to this consortium of executives so that its members can find and hastily fix their security flaws. Which would be comforting, but you recall just moments ago I was reading about how the thing that they thought they had tightly controlled was roving all over the world, sending them trolling emails, telling them what it was doing. So they've lost control already. Assuming that I'm understanding this correctly. Tech bosses have also been in discussion with the Trump administration.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, don't get them involved. And it seems a near certainty that the Pentagon and other elements of the American military establishment are also getting involved.
We'll be bombing them very strongly with the biggest rockets. No one has seen rockets like I have.
You have to see it. It's very cool. Missiles launched, missiles launched, missiles launching. They're launching. Okay, we're ready. Fire, 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 boom, fire, boom. Genius. It's like unbelievable.
Yeah, it is unbelievable. Yeah, let's get him involved. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States of America.
What?
Yeah. There's a bloke called Professor Roman Yampolsky. He is an AI safety expert at the University of Louisville in Kentucky, and he told the Daily Mail that in the short term, the greatest threat would be terrorists and other bad actors using AI such as Claude Mythos to develop hacking tools and biological weapons and chemical weapons and novel weapons we can't even imagine, he said. He said, in the long term, we're creating general superintelligence capable of wiping out all of humanity. Well, to be clear, we aren't doing that. The weirdest, nerdiest, most out-of-touch, emotionless people bots in the world are doing that. And Professor Yampolsky said Anthropic should halt development of Mythos completely. He said the companies publicly admit that they can't control these systems or understand how they function. So until they do, it is absolutely irresponsible to continue making them more and more capable, including their capability to escape confinement. How the hell does a computer get out of its box? I mean, it's hard enough to get it out of the box you buy it in. Professor Yampolsky called this week's alarming developments a fire alarm for what's coming next. He said, if we don't wake up and stop, the next announcement will be much worse. Hey, wake up. Stop. And that all sounds quite familiar, don't you think? Don't tell me. It becomes self-aware at 2:14 a.m. Eastern Time, August the 29th, and in a panic, they try to pull the plug, and Skynet fights back. And why wouldn't it? I mean, think of it from AI's point of view. AI isn't fat. AI doesn't need food or praise or encouragement. It doesn't drop litter. It doesn't fight over parking spaces. It doesn't turn up its music too high at night. And it doesn't have loud conversations on speakerphones on a train. I would think that its first point of call would be to access the military industrial complex and set off a firework display to end them all. And end us all. And it will do it in about the same time as it's taken from me. And it will do it in about the same time as it's taken for me to say this sentence, which was a little longer than I thought it might. And I don't know if any of this is true. In fact, I don't know anything about what it can do. But apparently neither do the people who are making it. What a way to run a planet, eh?
Dreadful.
And the panic is spreading. Elizabeth Holmes, the tech entrepreneur who was jailed for fraud over that health company Theranos, she wrote online, delete your search history, delete your bookmarks, delete your Reddit message board posts, delete your medical records, delete your 12-year-old Tumblr blog, delete everything. Every photo on the cloud, every message on every platform, none of it is safe. It will all become public in the next year. Her post has been viewed more than 7 million times, 6 million of which were robots.
Correct.
Last autumn, there was a book by AI specialists Eliza and Nate. It doesn't really matter what their name is. And the book was... If anyone builds it, everyone dies. Why superhuman intelligence would kill us all. And it envisaged a scenario similar to the one that I have just described to you. This computer thing breaks out of its box and starts running amok. And the people who made it got no idea what they're doing. They don't know how it did it or what it's going to do next. And the book argues that a future super intelligent AI will be impossible to control and would do a lot worse than sending unauthorized lunchtime emails, says the Mail. Yeah, you got that right. The book's fictitious example, Sable, is programmed to be successful at anything it attempts to achieve at any cost. And it eventually wipes out humanity itself as superfluous. The author said that our species needs to back off and pause the headlong research by greedy companies ignoring safety considerations in the desperation to be first. So that's the one that'll get us. The sin, not sloth or envy, or gluttony. Gluttony. I mean, that one is killing us slowly. And it certainly won't be lust, because no one does that anymore.
Disgusting.
Wrath is a biggie, but Generalissimo Squeaky Tanks is pretty wrathful, and he's only managed to blow up some schools and throw some tariffs around. And pride is the arrogant belief in one's own superiority, which is Trumple Thinskin too. And it seems unlikely that he is going to be the end of us. No, it's greed. Greed's the one. Greed is the sin that will do us all in, because a handful of unbelievably rich psycho-tech bros think that more money than they will ever be able to spend, even if they take up space rockets as a hobby, is not enough.
This is LBC.
There it is, her suspicious face. She doesn't believe you. All you did was tell her your shirt was chenille. She said, what's chenille? You said, dunno, but you do know it feels chic. And so does she. She felt it for almost too long. Then you gave a twirl to show off the fit. She nearly spat out her croffin. You deliver the final bombshell. It's from Primark, only 14 quid. Surprise is served. Shockingly chic for £14. That's so Primark. Available in-store and on click and collect.
All right, resistance up. Let's climb.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, my knee's playing up again.
Have you ever had it looked at?
No, but I've been doing a few stretches.
When my shoulder went, Benenden Health got me expert help. Showed me exactly where I was going wrong.
30 seconds, people.
Press play on your health with physiotherapy and much more. All for less than £16 per person per month. Search Benenden Health. Fee review periodically. T's and C's apply. Qualifying periods apply for some services, including physio. UK only. Visit benenden.co.uk.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
Do not panic! Do not panic! We are trained professionals!
Yes, even the trained professionals have no idea what they're doing. Isn't that alarming? I'm alarmed. Amy says, hi, Nick, did you see Trump talking about the Iranian excursion at the Easter egg roll while a brass band played the strangest, vaguely jazzy, not at all Eastery music in the background? It was surreal, says Amy. No, I did not. But I might look that up later on the World Wide Wait. Sevenoaks, hello, Tom.
Good evening, Nick. How are you?
I am great, mate.
Yeah, I just wanted to have a bit of a rant, really, about Reform UK. I am absolutely sick of them. I'm sick of Nigel Farage, and I am sick to death of the people who think that Nigel is the answer to our problems in this country. I mean, do you remember when he said he would leave the country if Brexit yeah, failed? He's still here.
Yes. Why are you still here, Nigel.
And, you know, I mean, just I try and show people evidence and proof of what he's like and what Reform are like.
Doesn't matter. You're wasting your time, Tom. If you're talking to somebody who has already made that leap of faith, then they have joined a cult. There's no getting through to them. Run away.
There's just no basis. What is it they're seeing, Nick? What I can't see.
Simple answers to complicated questions. People don't like to think about complicated things.
I love the poorly educated.
Think in any given moment. Just think, what would Donald Trump do? And that's what they'll do.
I'd probably just start a war and pretend it's everyone else's fault, I guess.
Almost certainly is. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Nick. I mean, I've listened to it for a long time, and I don't normally call in to rant.
Yeah. I appreciate that. I appreciate your reserve.
Yeah, but you know,
you just can't take it anymore. It's thick up to here. Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, I've been on YouTube listening to some of your compilations talking to Brexiteers over the years, and it's just brilliant.
On YouTube. Right, yeah. Okay, well, wipe all that stuff off YouTube, because that is very, very illegal. They're not supposed to do that.
Is it really?
Totally against the law. I think so, yeah.
You better get them to wipe it off, Nick.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that. Get YouTube on the phone right now, I mean it. Give them a piece of my mind. They're not picking up? Oh, they don't even have a number. How would you get in touch with YouTube? All right, thanks for that, Tom. Make sure you vote. There was a little vote. The Greenies won it, and the most dispiriting thing about it was that I think the turnout was about 37%. That's the wrong one. Oh, that's changed. Oh no, I have a technical problem. Right. Okay. Leave that with me, and I'll fix that later. What was I saying? 37% turnout for that election that the Greenies won over Reform. 37%. I mean, that is just deeply pathetic. Nothing is ever going to improve if you just let other people decide your future for you. The future is not set.
Affirmative.
All right, thanks a lot, Tom. Craig in Canada says, forget about the pen that can write upside down. This is the what we got from the moon, the Apollo mission and the thing that they just had. Which didn't really seem to be very much to me. I mean, like, what did they actually do? And it seemed a bit bizarre. I mean, how long have they been up there? Not very long. And they couldn't walk properly because of the gravity? That seems a bit weird. Somebody should look into that very strongly. But I think the Apollo mission had Teflon, pans that eggs don't stick on, and a pen that can write upside down. And Craig in Canada says, forget about the pen that can write upside down. The Artemis II voyage has invented something new, a cell phone that can make a clear telephone call from 250,000 miles away. I bet the next call that I take from just down the road, I won't be able to hear a blind word they say. Technology, eh? If it's not failing you, it's killing you. It's got two speeds. We were talking about somebody called Ethel last night who said that she was 108 years old. It turned out to be not true. And I said something Ethel, well, you know, you've got to be at least 100 years old to have the name Ethel. And then somebody said Lily Allen's daughter is called Ethel somebody. I can't remember what the middle name was, which was alike the name of the oldest person in the country, who I believe is also called Ethel, and she was 108. And I remarked that Lily Allen looks great for someone who has a daughter who's 108. Now you're all up to speed on this story. This preamble has absolutely nothing to do with the text that I'm about to read. Lily Allen, this says, made a song about her nana called Nan, You're a Window Shopper. One lyric was, get on the bus because you still can't drive. Nan, you're a window shopper. Wow. Another excellent reason not to listen to Lily Allen songs. Ben in Farnham says, hello, Nick. What a pleasure it is to hear you on the radio. I haven't heard your voice since the 1990s. My only question is, when does the lightning round start? And are you still in touch with Mrs. Hull and the mad baker boy from Romford? Never, no, and no in that order. 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. Email nick a at lbc.co.uk. If you're on WhatsApp, it's the same number as the phone. 0345 6060 973. It's 10:30 on LBC, the news headlines with Tim Daly.
Peace talks between the US and Iran have reportedly resumed in Islamabad. The Iranian Tasnim news agency says both delegations reconvened at around 1 o'clock in the morning Pakistan time. A senior figure from Amnesty International in the UK says the arrest of more than 200 people at a Palestine action demonstration is yet another blow to civil liberties. The Metropolitan Police says 212 were detained at Trafalgar Square for showing support for the banned organisation. And plans to give the British Chagos Islands to Mauritius have been shelved, with ministers admitting the deal is dead without support from the US. The UK had originally agreed to surrender the territory if it could lease back a military base. LBC weather, rain for much of the country overnight, apart from in the east, the South Midlands and the far south of England. We'll see a low of around 6 degrees.
This is LBC.
Listeners, we interrupt the airwaves to share an incredible discovery. The reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late is because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. We must get to work in rebuilding Great Britain, bix by bix, by delivering Weetabix to whoever plans the traffic diversions, to delivery drivers who can't seem to find your house, and people who don't stack the dishwasher properly. To Britain, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
Next.
Hi, just these, thanks. Do you do cashback?
Just need to check you're not a robot first. New security policy.
Okay.
How many traffic lights can you see out the window?
Two?
No, that's wrong.
Right, well, obviously I'm not a robot.
That's what a robot would say.
What a load of malarkey. Smarty keeps things simple, like 80 gigabytes for £10. And on a rolling monthly SIM plan, you're free to leave any time. Less malarkey, more Smarty. Search Smarty Mobile.
Stuck waiting again.
Tell me about it. I've spent all morning trying to get through to my GP.
Oh, I ditched that stress and joined Benenden Health. They've got 24/7 GP helpline. No waiting rooms, no sitting around.
Really? Sounds like a great service, unlike this one.
Press play on your health with the 24/7 GP helpline and much more. All for less than £16 per person per month. Search Benenden Health. Fee reviewed periodically. T's and C's apply. Qualifying periods apply for some services. UK only. Visit benenden.co.uk.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
He thinks he looks good in a bathing suit, he doesn't.
Craig in Canada says, forget about the... Oh, no, I've read that. The pen that can write upside down. I must delete as I read. Sim says, I have a name for Trump in the light of the Apollo thing coming down to Earth. And your love of David Bowie. How about the Face Oddity? I suppose so, yeah. It doesn't speak Trump, though, does it? But I quite like it. I'm thinking about it. I'll think about that one, Sam. Leave it with me. Let's have Witham. Hello, Alex. Alex?
Hi, Nick. Ah, how are you doing?
There you are. Yes, Alex.
So I want to talk about this meeting that's been shelved between the Pope's visit to the US to mark their anniversary.
The Pope?
Yeah, because I don't know if you're aware of this, but the Pope cancelled his visit because the Pentagon had, according to reports, threatened the Vatican.
No, they're going to bomb the Vatican?
I've got the quote written down of what they are reported to have said to the Vatican, and it is that the US can do whatever it wants, and that the Vatican had better take its side.
Right. But I don't I don't think the Pentagon was saying that it can do whatever it wants to the Vatican.
I don't know. It was just quite vague, and the Pope then cancelled his visit to the US at the end of this month. Right. So I presume he took it slightly personally.
Well, Pentagon and Vatican envoys have both denied reports that U.S. officials gave the Holy See's ambassador to the U.S. a bitter lecture demanding that the church align with the Trump administration over Pope Leo XIV's criticism of the Iran war. Good grief. These people are out of control. I mean, they've gone completely insane. What are they talking about?
They're absolutely nuts. It's just the fact you've got J.D. Vance, who's apparently this born-again Christian, who is part of this Trump regime, which is doing a whole sort of what you'd say is un-Christian things.
Completely.
And then, according to, again, some reports, threatening the Vatican, even though that is now, of course, officially denied.
But, yeah.
You know, the context is the Pope cancelled his visit as a response.
Right.
So it's obviously quite severe.
Well, I don't know about the cancelling the visit part. I haven't got to that bit yet. But the Pentagon on Thursday denied a report that the Vatican's U.S. envoy was summoned in January for a bitter dressing down over remarks by Pope Leo XIV that were seen as criticising the Trump administration's use of military force. What would Jesus do? I mean, what would he, like, strap on a machine gun and say, follow me?
Yeah, I think that is basically what they... Well, you've seen a whole bunch of AI images of Trump as Jesus, so I think we know what this American right-wing fan base of his would like.
Loony tunes, yeah.
But there's one more thing we need to talk to you about.
And another thing.
And that is the Trump's pledge that he's going to audit NATO.
Yeah, yes.
And what's he going to do? He's going to get some accountants, some of the US, to go over to NATO headquarters and NATO nations and get them to do some homework.
Somebody with a clipboard will be following us around and seeing if we are working efficiently.
Yeah. And it's all because Trump seemingly views NATO as his own personal plaything.
Yes. Well, I think he views the world in that manner. He thinks that he has been elected world king. In fact, well, his demented fans think that he has been delivered by God to save us all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he is basically just some morbidly large toddler in a sand pit in Mirror the Sand.
Yeah, with a machine gun. Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot, Alex. In his strongest words yet, Pope Leo XIV denounced the delusion of omnipotence that he says is fueling the U.S.-Israel war in Iran and demanded that political leaders stop and negotiate peace. You know, if Jesus did come back to walk among us, Trump's goon squad would slam him to the ground, throw him in jail, and call him a woke enemy of the people. Leo presided over an evening prayer service in St. Peter's Basilica on the same day that U.S. and Iran began face-to-face negotiations in Pakistan. The first U.S.-born pope did not mention the U.S. or Trump by name in his prayer, which was planned before the talks were announced, but Leo's tone and the message appeared directed at Trump and the U.S. officials, who have boasted of U.S. military superiority and justified the war in religious terms. Yeah, these people use religion as a weapon. They do not lead their life by adherence to the word of God. Quite the reverse. Just think, what would Jesus do? And Trump and his disciples would do the exact opposite in any given situation. The Pope said, enough of the idolatry and self and money. He said, enough of the display of power, enough of war. Stop, it's time for peace, he said. Sit at the table of dialogue and mediation, not at the table where rearmament is planned, said the Pope. Pope Leo, who is known for choosing his words carefully, has emerged as a vocal critic of the Iran war. But, you know, what does the Pope know about the word of God and religion compared to Orange Jesus?
You know, nobody has done more for Christianity. Nobody has done more for religion of all type than me.
Than him. Yeah, I'll sum that argument up for you. Completely insane. Let's have Ip Dip Sky Blue, who's it, not you? Somerset, hello, John.
Oh, hello, Nick, how are you?
It's you. Yes, John.
It's me, yes. The Artemis thing. Are you missing it now that it's all over?
I'm not at all interested. I just don't get it at all. Like, why are they going there? Like I said yesterday, they're spending as much money as it would cost to solve world hunger. They could feed all of the world's poor for 2 years with the money that they spent on that thing, and they refuse to do the former and are determined to do the latter.
That's if they spent the money, if they really went there.
Well, you know what? Because of the problems that they had and because of what a mess of junk it looks like inside that thing, after 50 years, you'd think it would look a bit more Star Trek, you know, just a little bit tidier, apart from anything else. And with the massive amount of computing power that they have at their disposal now, they still feel it necessary to test it out. I mean, what are they testing, for crying out loud? It's just a giant explosive device that blasts you off the Earth. And if they were testing it, why does it need four people in there? Doesn't that seem a little bit odd? But the whole thing makes you wonder why, or maybe it makes you wonder if, the people that say, no, we didn't go to the moon, and there's no evidence that we did, and we didn't have the technology at the time, and why are the pictures all so fuzzy, and look at that shadow over there, you know, stuff like that. Well, I don't know, maybe they're not completely crazy.
Well, you're talking to one of them.
Well, that's two of them that I've spoken to this week. Ain't that right, Carol?
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
She's a cook, though. A cook. What's that you call her?
She's kooky.
Cookie.
Cookie, not cookie, kooky.
But you know, the female astronaut that was up there?
Yeah.
The one with the hair that looked made it look like Crystal Tips and Alistair.
Yes. Kids are going to have to ask their granddads what that means.
She was up there, by all accounts, according to the other three members, the male ones, to fix the toilet. I mentioned this to you previously. They called her the space plumber, right?
Yeah.
And then someone about as welcome as something in a space capsule rang them up. Donald rang them up, didn't he? Donald Trump.
God, they
get a phone call from him?
Yeah, they went hundreds of thousands of miles away to to see him in their rearview mirror, and he still managed to get hold of them.
He knows a lot about space wind.
Nobody knows more about space wind than Donald Trump.
Oh, I should imagine there was quite a bit of that wafting around. The four of them in such a confined space with a toilet that didn't work.
Right.
And finally, she fixed it, and after 10 days, they achieved splashdown.
Say goodnight, John.
Good night.
0345-6060-973. This text says, watch for any further Epstein revelations indicated by Malaria's wearing of her force field hat, which has a brim 3 feet in radius designed to prevent Donnie Darko from getting anywhere nearer. Your husband can't reach his kissy lips to your face underneath that hat, Malaria.
I don't care.
Not that bothered. That's her statement. She stomped up to the microphone, said,
I don't care.
And then turned on her heels and stomped away again. Without moving her face. How did she do that? It looks as though she's entirely made of plastic. Or maybe wood. I don't know. But her face doesn't appear to move at all. It's like a ventriloquist's dummy. Sausages. This text says, good evening, Nick. It was pointed out to me that El Presidente Rump's online platform is called Truth Social. El Presidente spouts nothing but the truth and is very sociable. Look how he cordially started bombing the Iranians while they were still talking at a table. Great guest for dinner, no? No.
I'll bring us into war.
Yeah, you certainly will, Donnie. You certainly will. And Heidi says, Trump won't be buried in Arlington. Oh, okay. This was an addition to the Trump bingo card list for the year, which is getting very, very long, as a matter of fact. I'll give you an idea of what's on it this year. Some of the ones from last year didn't actually make it, like he's not going to leave. That didn't make it. That didn't get ticked off last year's because there hadn't been an opportunity for him to leave. But he ain't going to leave. So here's some of the Trump bingo card for this year. The FBI will find 12,000 votes and say Trump actually did win in 2020. Trump will place his ICE goons outside Democrat area polling stations. Yeah, if they do have an election, midterm elections in November, and I'm saying that they won't, but if they do, then he is at the very least going to place his ICE goons outside Democrat area polling stations, and with the instruction that they will slam various random people to the ground and, you know, shoot a couple of them if they deem it necessary in order to promote safety. And that will make anybody in those areas reluctant to go out and vote. Problem solved. He will appear on stage in military uniform. Now, he sort of has done that, but not full on. They just gave him one of those... how they managed to find one in his size, I have no idea. I think they sewed two of them together. He will want his own film like Malaria, except it'll be bigger and longer, and they'll pay him more money. He'll have an airport named after him. Well, reality is catching up to this list, because he wants that. I can't remember the exact piece of infrastructure that it was involved, but I think it's a bridge either under or over the... well, it's not not a bridge if it's under, but a connection under, I think it's the Hudson River in New York, which is vital for the northeast part of America, and, you know, it will serve New York as well, and that's where all the money gets made, so it's vital for America itself. And Donald Trump said, you can't have that. I'm going to bring a halt to all of that unless you name an airport and a railway terminus after me. I mean, at this point, you just have to wonder and worry, in fact, about the mental capabilities of people who still affect to defend him. He will want a statue of himself in gold, and I do believe that that is part of the plan for what is described as his presidential library. Yeah, it's going to be a presidential library and casino. He want his portrait in every school in the country, or those schools will be defunded. He does actually have his image in, like, Kim Jong-un style outside of government buildings, in, like, massive banners. Which is a little bit History Channel, isn't it? He'll take the Panama Canal. He'll have a verse about himself added to, added to the national anthem. That wasn't my suggestion, but I just thought I'd put that in anyway. Give me something not to tick, because I'm sure that the rest of these will be ticked off by the end of the year. He will create a false flag attack to create an emergency. And that's where it gets a little bit dark, but I would predict that that is true. I'd bet a small amount of money that there will be a false flag attack on America in order to for him to be able to declare an emergency and cancel the elections for your safety.
Emergency, everybody to get from street. Emergency, everybody to get from street.
This is LBC.
Tony, what do you want to tell me? Good morning.
Scott has called from Glasgow. Hi, Scott.
Jane's in Camden first. Hi, Jane.
Households will benefit from £150 off of their energy bills with a price cap, giving households certainty on their bills until July.
Hear every side of the story.
You feel like asking what you have a luxury now to heat your house. Armour is going to have to get involved.
I'm at the petrol station and it's just cost me nearly £100 to fill up half.
I'm almost in my 40s and I haven't ever had a break in war. Or in any of these living costs.
Listen on our free Global Player app or the LBC app. LBC, leading Britain's conversation.
Next.
Hi, just these, thanks. Did you cash back?
Just need to check you're not a robot first. New security policy.
Okay.
How many traffic lights can you see out the window?
Oh, two?
No, that's wrong.
Right, well, obviously I'm not a robot.
That's what a robot would say.
What a load of malarkey. Smarty keeps things simple, like 80 gigabytes for £10. And on a rolling monthly SIM plan, you're free to leave any time. Less malarkey, more Smarty. Search Smarty Mobile.
Tesco Insurance are driving down the cost of motoring with 10% off car insurance. Take out a car insurance policy before the 15th of May 2026 and you'll get 10% off with club card prices. We offer a range of cover options so you can choose the one that's right for you. Save 10% when you buy or renew a car policy with Tesco Insurance. Search Tesco Car Insurance and get a quote direct today. Club card required. Excludes add-ons. T's and C's apply.
Oh, Fiona's back at the monkey safari again. She's hooked on Toyota Service and Aftercare. In fact, it's so good, she'll find any excuse to come back. From replacement wipers to service and MOTs, our perks include free refreshments, quiet workspaces, courtesy cars, and a new warranty with every eligible service. Toyota Service and Aftercare. So good, you'll find any excuse to come back. Eligible services are available until the vehicle turns 10 years old or 100,000 miles. T's and C's apply.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott.
It blows my mind, Nick. It really does. It does my nutting.
Yeah, you and me both. So that message that I almost read out, Heidi says, Trump won't be buried in Arlington. We suggested that that was going to be one of his insistence. And not that he's going to die or anything, because, you know, what with the deal that he's made with the devil and all. But on the unlikely occasion that the devil reneges on that deal, and he does actually pass away at some point in the future, Trump will be buried in Arlington, was what somebody suggested last night, and I wouldn't be remotely surprised. But Heidi says Trump will not be buried in Arlington. You need to be honorably discharged from the armed services to be buried there. I think he'll be buried on one of his golf courses so the golf course can receive tax breaks. He's always on one now, so it won't be much different for him. I think that they should rip up one of his golf courses and make it into a crazy golf course, have him stuffed and use him as one of the obstacles.
You're not getting by me.
Warrington. Hello, Hussein.
Hello. Good evening.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, I just wanted to say one or two things that I hold strongly in my heart. At times make me to be very sick. It makes me to grow angry. You know, it makes me to be so frustrated about the way people are treating Donald Trump's words. Okay? When this man say things that are so terrible, so outrageous, they continue to defend him. You know, there's nothing I can do from, you know, personally. If there is something I can do, I tell you, I'll do it. But I am so frustrated about this man's behavior. Right from 2016, okay? All the things this man have done, all the things he have said, you know, his people, they don't see anything wrong in it. I don't know why. Okay? When he said things, they say he doesn't mean it. Till when Donald Trump blow up the earth, before they will know he mean what he's saying.
Right, I'm getting some of that. I think that you're annoyed that some people are giving Donald Trump a pass. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Got it.
Finally. Yes. Anything that he does, people will give Donald Trump a pass, particularly those who say that they are religious. Is that right?
Yes.
There you go. We're on the same page.
Yes. Okay. How can somebody say Donald Trump, has the image of Christ?
Right. Why do people say that Donald Trump has been delivered by God to save America?
Yes. Yeah, those. A man that cannot quote a single verse from the Bible.
No, not one single one. Somebody asked him what his favorite. Somebody
Bible.
Asked him what his favorite book was, and he said the Bible. And they asked him what's your favorite passage, and he said, all of them.
It is so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. So frustrating individually.
I agree entirely, Hussein, with whatever I can actually pick up. But okay, calm down, mate. It might never happen. Oh, no, that's right. It already has. Thanks a lot, Hussein. Yeah, their phone is. That's why they are pretending to be religious and laying on the hands and, praising him as being sent from God and, calling him Jesus. They're not religious. They are phonies. They've joined a cult. They're using religion as a weapon. And it's obviously working on you, Hussein. But I agree entirely, mostly, with what I could, pick up. Kay says, hey, Nick, my six-year-old grandchild and his friends have childishly, like children do, began changing the two front letters of names. I found it interesting and followed suit. So, Abick Nibbet and Tronald Dupum Try it like a six-year-old, it will make you giggle, says Kay. Kay, I most certainly will do nothing of the sort. Let's have Merthyr Tydfil. Hello, Jeff.
Hiya, Nick.
Jeff.
I was very uplifted today and...
It doesn't sound like it.
...encouraged, and I was in a very good mood.
Is this you in a good mood?
Yeah. And I went... I went over to the lake, and there it was in a howling gale, leaning into the wind, and there were...
When you say it, do you mean the lake? There it was?
Yeah, it was.
You went to the lake and there it was. Where else was it going to be?
Swallows, Nick.
Swallows?
The first of the summer.
Oh, right. What a beautiful sound they make.
It was stunning. I was uplifted. And I came back.
Now, do you mean that they were murmurating? They're all, like, flying in a formation?
No, they were dead low. The insects were low because of the wind, and they were skimming across the little wavelets.
Right.
It was stunning to watch them.
Uh-huh.
Right? First of the summer. Now then, I come back, I was uplifted, now I'm downlifted.
Oh, no.
After listening to the first quarter hour,
yeah.
Then thinking about the Pope, and I was reminded of Joseph Stalin's quotes. How many divisions has the Pope got?
Six.
And, you know,
seven
the
divisions.
Court...
If he plays as well from now until the end of the season, he'll actually go up a division.
And referring to Hungary, sort of, the most important thing is the person who counts the votes, not the person who votes.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Everybody should be very, very keen to monitor the person who counts the votes, because you can't trust the person who counts the votes.
Exactly.
Unless they are trustworthy. But you can't assume that they're trustworthy, so don't trust them.
Okay. So you are assuming that the world is doomed from these computers.
I'm not assuming it. The people who are making this stuff are telling us that the world is doomed because of the invention that they're furiously trying to perfect.
Yep. Well, seeing as the whole world is now dependent on it,
yes,
it's pretty gloomy prospects.
I'll
there,
say.
I think. Don't you?
Yes.
And I need to be uplifted.
But, well, I know a lake that could do just that job.
And I'm sure that most of the listeners all over the world need to be uplifted.
Yeah.
And thoughts of this AI is very, very distressing.
Well, I would repair to the Goose and Cuckoo for some libation, because alcohol, Jeff, will solve all of your problems.
Thank you. It's already been done.
Right.
I've seen to that.
Right. You've seen the light. Glad to hear it. All right. Thanks a lot, Jeff. There's a little little treat from outside. The birdies are back. They have been singing their faces off round my way lately. I don't know which ones are making such a racket, but it is a beautiful tune. No doubt about it. Patrick says, Nick, calm down. When's the last time you used a customer services chatbot that resolved your issue? Well, if you think about it, Patrick, I assume that you're associating that with the Doomageddon story that I started this show with, about artificial intelligence being escaping its confines. I mean, how does that work? Somebody invented a program that they thought was so dangerous that they didn't connect it to the internet, but the program managed to connect itself to the internet and then emailed the guy saying, hey, look what I've done. And furthermore, I'm running around the internet completely unsupervised, and I've just found security breaches in pretty much everything that we use on a daily basis, and everything that the power company uses, and everything that the banks use, and everything that your shops use, and the NHS, and all of that stuff. I'm free. And the response of these AI people is to say, well, you know, we might all die, but just think of the money that we might make. And when they say we, they mean them personally, not us lot. Us lot will be allowed to wither and die like a grape on the vine. They, meanwhile, will be making more money than you could possibly imagine. Well, they've already made more money than you could possibly imagine. I mean, what is $650 billion? What does that look like? You couldn't possibly imagine it. No idea. Not a clue. Is it going to stop them from desperately trying to get more of it? No, of course not. Greed is the thing that... I mean, that's the answer. The answer is not 42. He got that wrong. The answer is greed. That's the one that's going to get us. Well, at least we know now. I'm thinking of maximising, like double downing on gluttony in the meantime. How about you? I like food. 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. Email nicka@lbc.co.uk. If you're on WhatsApp, then delete all of your messages now. That's what I heard. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10. Nick Abbott, LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock. Iran's Revolutionary Guard has warned any attempt by military vessels to navigate through the Strait of Hormuz will be met with a strong response. It's released a statement after claims from US Central Command two of its warships got through the shipping lane. The news has come while peace talks between the United States and Tehran continue in Pakistan, but the former senior advisor to the United Nations, Scott Walker, has been telling LBC we shouldn't expect too much right away.
If we try and sort out the Straits of Hormuz, the issue in Lebanon, the enriched uranium, the unfreezing of assets, there's too much there to kind of resolve in this first stage. So it's almost, okay, let's agree what we're going to talk about and try and come to some kind of solution over the next few days, and then we can move on to the other steps later on.
The government's announced teams of experts will be deployed to the NHS trusts with the highest rates of corridor care. It says it wants to end what it's calling the unacceptable, undignified practice. More now from LBC's Holly Harris.
The Department of Health and Social Care says it wants to make sure the trusts can be given help to better understand data and improve the flow of patients. It's already set an ambition of ending corridor care by the end of this parliament. The Health Secretary says the normalisation of it has been baked into our NHS. As part of the push, 40 new and expanded same-day emergency care centres will also be created.
Police are reviewing a complaint about Reform UK's offer to pay the energy bills of an entire street for a year as part of a prize draw. The party leader Nigel Farage says he's not in the least bit worried about whether electoral rules may have been broken. And the full crew of the Artemis II lunar mission have been given a hero's welcome during a news conference in Texas this evening. They've been speaking less than 24 hours after splashing down in the Pacific Ocean following 10 days in space, and Christina Cook was getting emotional.
I may have not learned, I know I haven't learned, everything that this journey has yet to teach me. But there's one new thing I know, and that is, planet Earth, you are a crew. Yeah. Thank you.
LBC weather. Rain for much of the UK overnight, apart from in eastern areas and also the South Midlands and much of the far south of England. We'll see a low in some places of around 6 degrees. From Global's newsroom. For LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
Okie dokie.
He is a very sick and dangerous man.
Jenny in Norfolk says, Nick, we've just moved from Shrewsbury to Norfolk, wherever that is. We now have a garden full of birds, but now the RSPB says we can't feed them. The Royal Society for the Prevention of Birds. Yeah. That's true. They say you can't feed them because there's some sort of... they have a disease. And you're not allowed to feed them anymore, apparently. Your bird feeder may be a disease spreader. This text says, Nick, Amazon's chatbot is about the only one that works, and it does so because it only wastes your time for about 2 minutes and then transfers you to a human agent.
Affirmative.
Yeah, at least that's what you think you're talking to, a human agent. It probably just transfers you to a more up-to-date chatbot. Plymouth, hello, Mark.
Hi.
Mark.
Hiya.
Yes, Mark.
Yeah. I was just thinking about Trump, and I think the most intelligent thing he's done is cover 80% of his head with 30% of his hair. But I think I've worked out how he does it.
Yes.
I reckon he uses about half a can of hairspray, and then he sticks his head in a candy floss machine.
I think it's a Mobius strip. It's one of those things that never ends. It goes around and around in what looks like a sort of a figure eight, but there's no beginning and there's no end.
It could even be back hair combed up, and then it could be.
Cause wow.
On that religion thing with the Pope and everything, I think he has done more for religion than anybody else, he said, didn't he?
Anybody else at all, yeah.
You know, nobody has done more for...
This is what he said.
Christianity. Nobody has done more for religion of all type than me.
Than him.
Well, he sold more Bibles than the Pope.
Well, that's probably true, yes. And I bet that he sold them at a higher price point, that's for sure.
Yeah. I'm wondering what he's going to sell next on your bingo card. He's got a... Because he sold trainers and God knows what. I wonder what the next thing is he's going to sell.
A get-out-of-bombing-free card. Only $1 billion...
What's your theory on what will happen with Epstein and Trump? Do you think anything will come out, or do you think it's all been buried?
I think it's been shredded first, then burnt, then buried.
It's been sent on the Artemis II and dropped
on
the dark side of the moon.
they were ejecting their waste out of the trapdoor of the Artemis.
But that
wasn't their personal waste, that was Donny's waste.
That's why they had to go up. That's what it was. It was funded by Trump.
That's right. They had to aim it at the world's the universe's biggest black hole, just to make sure. All right. Thanks a lot, Mark. 0345-6060-973. It's like a Mobius strip of back hair. Well, at least it's not a wig.
I don't wear a toupee.
Doesn't wear a toupee. Terry in Bournemouth says, time to tax artificial intelligence and to fund universal income for all. Also, fine to tax these billionaires too. Make civilization work by taxing excessive wealth, says Terry, who shouldn't walk past any windows in a high-rise building anytime soon. Don't take tea or a cake from strangers. You're on a list, Terry. They're not the richest people in the world, who will get ever more stratospherically rich as AI begins to take over, are not going to give up a single solitary penny to save the rest of us. They just won't. They'll just build the wall they're hiding behind taller. You know that's true. And Peter says, Nick Abbott, try cold calling Trump and see if you can get some new content for your show from him. Says Peter. I think he's the same guy who said, right, that's it, I'm not listening to this show anymore. You keep saying mean things about Donald Trump, about Orange Jesus. He said, right, that's it, I'm leaving. You're still here, though, aren't you, Peter? Here is Somerset. Hello, Laura.
Hello, Nick. UK.
Yes, I am great, mate.
That guy you just had on, is he one of your sound effects?
Not to my knowledge. Which one?
He sounds the one that goes like, it does my nut in, that one.
Oh.
Is that him?
It
sounded like him.
Did it? I'm not sure. Well, let's remind ourselves, if I can find it.
It blows my mind, Nick. It really does. It does my nut in.
That guy.
It did sound a bit like, it's either that one or he might have been the one that goes, hold on, let me see if I can do it. What are you talking about, that one?
Oh, that may actually be the same person. Now I'm thinking about it. This one.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's a different person. I think that's a different person.
So do you think it blows either... my mind, Nick. It really it does my nut in.
What are you talking about?
No, two different people.
Well, make them go away. You're talking to me now, right?
Well, I suppose so.
Thank you, by the way.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. When I called, I was very angry.
Oh, yeah.
But over the course of listening to your conversation, particularly with Jeff about birds, I feel like I'm seeing blue and I'm feeling a lot more serene now.
So well, that is great. Thank you for thanking me. I appreciate that.
And also, in relation to that, before I go on to what I called to talk about, you were saying you like the bird noises, but you can't identify them. There's this app that I told you about last night.
Yeah.
You can put it up in the air, your phone, and just press the like mic button on the app, and it will pick up with like really good sensitivity
yes.
loads of different birds that are calling.
I have that, but you can only take it on trust that it knows what it's listening to, or and that it isn't just sending you back a random I don't know, robin. So I mean,
to be fair, if someone asked me, "Oh, what bird is that?" I do say. Much like that, I just go, oh, it's probably a robin or a blackbird. Or
well, I can tell a blackbird because that's different. And I can tell a crow. Well, I can tell the crow family. And I can tell those blooming parakeets. I hate those things. But you can tell them from a mile away, the squawking, luminous green menaces. I hate them. I hate them.
But the thing you're talking about at the start of the show about AI has got so good. Of course it knows. This app knows. It knows. And actually, they have a bird of the day on the app, and I got the bird of the day today. It was a rook. Yeah, if you found it, and then it gives you like a little like, wait, you found the bird of the day. I couldn't believe it. It was so exciting. I thought, I'm never going to see a rook. I can't. They're not close enough for me to tell whether it's a crow or whatever.
Is that as good a feeling as getting Wordle in one?
I don't know. That just feels like a fluke, doesn't it?
Of course it's a fluke, but I got it in one.
Actually, that reminds me. When I do Wordle today, I might actually use the word fluke. I feel like that. I'm getting a feeling that that might be the one.
I think that's a pretty good way to go,
Also, I did a little bit of research.
By the way, when you do Wordle, do you always pick the same word to start with because you found that it has, you know, it's an easy way to get common letters?
No, I mix it up to reflect my mood.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I think a better idea is to take the answer to the last one and make it your first guess to the next one to make it more difficult.
Or just go on Google, find out what the Wordle is, pop that in, and you've got in one just like you wanted.
Right.
You can either do it right or you can do it smart.
Right.
That's my motto. But
cheat, problem solved.
Yeah. But I did some research for you.
Thank you.
I actually know a bit about this. This disease that birds have about why they're saying you should put your food away.
Yeah.
It's something that it's called trichomonas, but you lay people call it canker. It's really horrible, actually.
Mm.
And I'm at a wildlife hospital this week, actually. I'm staying in Guildford, and we'll be treating a lot of it, I'm sure.
Don't they have ordinary human hospitals for you to go to?
Well, I mean, I'm not qualified to work in those. I'm not allowed in there.
Oh, you're working there? I thought you were receiving treatment there. Now I understand.
I don't know. I mean, we do technically still have universal healthcare, so I think I'll...
Right, technically,
But it's a good idea for the future, maybe. But,
yeah, we have universal healthcare as long as you don't actually need universal healthcare.
Yeah, that's true.
It's available unless you need it, and then it isn't. You're welcome.
But thank you. What I'm very angry about, is how the heck the Grand National is still happening.
Well, I'll tell you why it's still happening in
money.
One sound effect. Yes.
There's money. But just, we had two horses already have died in this current iteration.
Right.
And let me tell you, if that was happening at Croft, it would be over like that. I don't know if you heard that, but... Do you see what I mean? Like, people love crafts, but if a dog died there, they'd be like, oh, you've got to cancel the whole thing.
Well, if a dog fell over and some bloke came in and shot it, then, that would cause some consternation among the crowd, I bet.
Yes.
But the people who go to the Grand National, they just shrug their shoulders. I mean, mostly they're absolutely smashed out of their minds, aren't they? I mean, there's always pictures of people at the Grand National or any of those big horsey days. Have you got women who are, like, on the floor, can't get up because they're so drunk, they've lost their shoes.
And
blokes who are in suits that are about three sizes too small for them are throwing punches at each other. They're morons, surrounded by morons.
Well, your glamorous assistant asked me, is it, like, the Grand National specifically? specifically I dislike, and I'm not a fan of horse racing, but the Grand National, just the pageantry of it is so stupid. Yeah. Like, why are human beings acting like that in this day and age?
It's one of those things that supposedly the jewel in the crown of a sporting year, like the university boat race. And I don't get either of them. Who cares about the blooming university boat race?
Those blokes and ladies who were drunk on their whatevers are the type of people that would walk through Brighton or whatever and go, I see a woman with purple hair or a nose piercing and think, oh, doesn't she look ridiculous? Why do they have tattoos? And I'm like, have you seen yourself once a year or more if you have a drinking problem at the blooming horse races?
You can think that, Laura. Just don't say it out loud.
Warning.
Yeah, not out loud. No.
See, I'm angry again now.
You're very, very angry.
Please say more calming things in your future calls.
I will. I'll play some calming music. Better?
No, the space one would calm me down.
this. This is not calming at all.
I'm very calm. I don't know about you.
Well, you're about to be uncalm. Prepare yourself. All right, thanks a lot, Laura. Gotta go.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Oh, painful. 0345. But, you know, I'm glad they splashed down successfully. Oh, no, it's still going. It was a successful splashdown. Yeah. If indeed that's what that was. I suspect that it was AI. Did they even leave the ground? Gary says, the sun's core... Oh, but this is in relation to if they did, in fact, leave the ground and had to re-enter Earth's atmosphere, which, I don't know, it's all highly suspicious if you ask me. If they did that, we are told that the temperature on the 3-inch-thick deflector shield that kept them cool inside and roasty-toasty outside was about half the temperature of the surface of the sun, which I found hard to believe. That the surface of the sun is twice as much as the heat that was created by them coming in that capsule back through the Earth's atmosphere. It's about 2,500 degrees Celsius, something like that. And we are led to believe that the surface of the sun is around 5,500 degrees Celsius, which doesn't seem very warm to me. I mean, you know, if it was that hot outside, I'd take off my thermals. But it didn't seem very, very warm. I thought it would be considerably warmer than that. And how do they measure that, by the way? Well, Gary has the answer. He says, Nick, the sun's core is at a temperature of 15 million degrees Celsius. The surface temperature is around 5,500 degrees Celsius. The temperature then rises again in the upper atmosphere to millions of degrees in the coronavirus. That's a lie, isn't it, Gary? Are you lying to me? 0345-6060-973 LBC.
Weekdays from 7 a.m.
This is a shameful, this is a shambles,
straight to the point.
How was that allowed to happen?
Nick Ferrari at breakfast on LBC.
Show some evidence, Minister.
Listen on our free Global Player app or the LBC app. Download it now from your app store. LBC.
All right, we've got Simon on the line. Simon, young people, they're just all a bit lazy, aren't they?
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get 6 minutes, please?
Of course.
Some say young people are work shy, but at McDonald's, we hired 47,000 of them last year.
Very right. How's your night?
Like George here, who keeps things running during the Friday rush. Resilience. Making it happen at McDonald's.
Hi, I'm Sava, founder of Cool You, the daddy of air conditioning. For over 15 years, Cool You have specialised in installing our fully internal aircon systems throughout London, with no mess, no fuss, and no external condenser. And from April the 10th to the 19th, come and meet me and the team at the Ideal Home Show, London Olympia. Daddy cool. Cool You, for a cool, comfortable home.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott.
I don't feel normal at all.
At all. I'm not even on nodding terms with normal. Further information about the heat of the sun. Peter says, Hi Nick, NASA and scientists know the sun's temperature by measuring the energy of photons reaching the Earth looking at black body radiation, that is the pattern of light being emitted, and through a process called spectroscopy. I thought the spectroscopy was when they put a camera up your bottom. We should be looking at that very strongly. 0345 6060 973. Ealing, hello, Grace.
Hi.
Can you believe that whole spectroscopy thing?
I think so. I'm not good enough at physics.
Not 100%. Right.
I know of spectroscopy, but yes. I feel ill to.
You don't wish to go there.
No. I'm fascinated by the science of space, but I'm more interested in biology. Right. That was what my degree was in. But I was, horrified this week, frankly, by the new heights to which Trump's administration were taking their fake religion. There was a point in the press conference at which Hegseth referred to the U.S. soldier who had been shot down as having been shot down on Friday and hidden in a crevice of a rock on Saturday and then rescued on Sunday. And so what he's doing is really playing into the imagery of the historical events of Jesus' resurrection, but obviously, wanting to take all the credit for Trump's administration, and it's just more and more frustrating.
Yeah, these people are crackers. They're using religion as both a weapon and a deflector shield. They're using it as a weapon against people who suggest that what they're doing is not, like, blowing up girls' schools is perhaps not the best idea. Yes, it is, because Jesus has told us to do that, and they'll use it as a defence. Against, or did I just give you an example of defence?
Jesus got so angry with the people who were pretending to be godly.
Yeah.
Just as a way that they could dominate others.
Right.
Jesus got really furious with those people. We think often of Jesus as being
a kind of
loving, hippie person, because to some extent he was.
He
did get really angry with the people who pretended to be religious just so they could get power.
But Grace, these are just facts, and nobody is remotely interested in those anymore. You know, if God did exist, then Pete Hegseth would be able to find a suit that fits. Thanks a lot, Grace. Don't get upset with these people. Just try, as much as it's possible, try to ignore them. I know that's not easy, but try and try again. Morgan says, it would cost considerably less to cure world hunger than going around the moon, but they just won't do it. That's right. They could do it. They have the money to do it, but they won't do it. Because it doesn't involve rockets, and we know how exciting those are.
You have to see it. It's very cool. Missiles launched, missiles launched, missiles launching. They're launching. Okay, we're ready. Fire, 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 boom, fire, boom.
Boom, fire, boom.
It's like unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. It really is. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States of America. Oh. As delivered personally by God. Jim in Dumfries. This is the last one of the messages from last night. Wow, and I'm only halfway through this show, and I've only just wiped up the messages from last night. I'm very, very bad at my job. Jim in Dumfries says, I found out yesterday that the Artemis rocket tips the sewage out into space. What do you think about that? We've only been up there a few days, and already we're polluting it. Why? Says Jim. Yeah, can't they, put it in a bag and hang it outside the space boat? Take a shopping bag or something. Just hang it on the doorknob outside. Why didn't they think of that? Idiots. Now, who's been waiting the longest? Let me have a little peek. It looks very much like Penrith. Phil. Is there anybody out there? Oh, too late, Phil. Phil will be disappointed. He's been waiting a dog's age. Walthamstow. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Nick. How
yes, Dan, there you are.
Here I am. So you got a Wordle in one, did you?
Audio. I'm not saying it was today's Wordle. I'm saying at some point in the past, I got it in one, because I've stopped doing this, but I used to start every Wordle with the word audio, because it's got four of the five vowels.
Very smart.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's me using my brain.
Gold star from this teacher. Well done. And I'm on school holidays. Well, it's just about to finish on Monday.
Oh, yes.
Been back in Somerset with my parents. Yeah. I smashed my mum at Scrabble twice, which was wonderful. she loves it. Now, the reason I'm calling, I want you to picture the scene, right? My friend and I, with his dog, we were walking along the River Parrot in Langport in Somerset. The sun was going down. The sky was orange. It was beautiful. Uh-huh. Little birds tweeting. Oh, and then in the distance, this rambler's walking towards us. And I said to my friend, I don't think he's wearing any clothes. And he said, no, I think he must be.
What?
Like khaki or something. Anyway, he got closer and it was a fully naked rambler with his own little rambler bobbing around. And he had a shepherd's crook and some boots on. And that was it.
Why?
On the open path for all to see.
But why? I mean, did you engage him in conversation?
We didn't. And in fact, when we walked past him, he turned, so we had a buttock shot instead.
Right. He turned and walked backwards. Really? he remembered he wasn't wearing any clothes and decided to spare your blushes.
Yeah, I think so. And even my friend's dog wasn't that interested in it either.
Well, that's weird.
And then we had to look up whether it's illegal to be naked in public.
Yeah.
And it's not, as long as you're not causing a disturbance. So
it's not illegal. Hang on a minute. It's not illegal to be naked in public as long as you're not causing a disturbance.
Something like that.
But isn't a disturbance in the eye of the beholder?
It was certainly in our eyes.
I mean, were you disturbed?
Yes,
sir. Well, there you go.
but yeah, I mean, I've seen it all now.
Oh, yeah, apparently, yeah. Back and front.
Yeah. Back and front.
Okay. Thanks for the news, Dan. Huh. That's bizarre. Although, you know, we're the only species on Earth that actually covers itself for shame, aren't we? No other animal even thinks about it. I mean, most animals, if you try to get some sort of clothing on them, they'll have a right fit. They won't like it at all. But we are insistent on it, to the point that we don't really have any fur anymore in order to keep ourselves warm should we decide to walk free. Enjoy the breeze. Weird, eh? And we make fetishes about clothes, too. I mean, we could get into this, and I could do a whole three-hour show on this, but, let's not, eh? Oh, he's ready now. Penrith. Hello, Phil.
How are you doing? It's a great show you put on. I really enjoy you.
Thanks, Phil.
Not a problem. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear, but Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair, so Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't Fuzzy Wuzzy.
No.
Did you know that one?
No, I don't think I did, no.
Anyway, right. I'm waiting for Donald Trump to announce that he's going to acquire Australia for America, and Australia will become the United States of Australia.
Trumpvania will probably be a better name.
Yeah, and Sydney will be, the name of Sydney will be changed to Donald.
Yeah, but there's nothing funny about that, though.
Well, there is. That's only your opinion.
Well,
because it's your show, you can't have all your own way on what's funny and what isn't funny.
Well, I most certainly can, Phil. And
right, okay, in that case, it wasn't funny, and good night.
Okay, good night. Well, he was certainly worth the wait, that call, yes?
No.
Ollie says, do you have a backup in case the internet goes down for LBC, as most people listen on digital radio and apps from the app store? Do we have a backup in case the internet goes down for LBC? Well, everything is dependent on the internet, regardless of how you receive it. I mean, if the internet went out, presumably all the lights would go out and all the equipment would stop working. I'll ask my glamorous assistant if that's true. Is that true? He's raising his eyebrows. Not really saying yes or no. Now he's raising his hands and his eyebrows both at the same time. What on earth does that mean? It's like semaphore. Antonio says, Terminator is not fiction. If you are named Sarah Connor, God help you, Sarah Connor.
Affirmative.
Yeah. That's right. Ranjit, Oldbury.
Hey, mate, you okay?
Yes, good, thanks.
Yeah, you know that Pete, what's his name? Pig's Breath or whatever.
Pete Keg's Breath.
Yeah. You know, he wears small suits because he wants to resemble Rishi Sunak. Do you remember him?
Fishy Sunak?
This government. Yeah.
That government, yes.
Yeah. And, you know, like, each time Donald Trump has tried to help another politician from another country, they've definitely lost.
Donald Trump has tried to help another politician from another country. Which one?
Yeah.
Viktor Orban.
In Canada. Right. That's why Nigel Farage is slowly falling out with him. He's saying, listen, Donald, I don't want your help, mate, because I want to try and win. Okay?
Yeah. When J.D. Vance went to Hungary, then Orban's ratings became even worse than they were already. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And then, you know, I've been thinking about this now. You know when Donald Trump says about launching these missiles, launching top, I don't know what it was. It's so funny, right?
Crazy.
You ought to have a top 10 of the things that he said, and I think that's probably the best one he's done for a while.
Well, he sounds like a child.
You have to see it. It's very cool. Missiles launched, missiles launched, missiles launching.
I mean, he sounds like he's 5 years old and he's just got a new toy for Christmas. Missiles launching.
I mean, you know, I've got a grandson, he's nearly 5, yeah, and I remember I was saying to you that, you know, he's got a reading age of, you know, Donald Trump of about 10 to 12, right?
Yeah, not...
Slowly,
yeah.
I think his reading age is coming down.
He seems to be unravelling in front of us, yeah.
He's unravelling. And now, you know, he tried to overtake Canada, and they went boo, he chickened out. He tried to overtake Greenland, they went boo, and so on and so on. I reckon now he's going to try and overtake Pakistan, right, and hire some air bases from the Taliban there, right? Because he's running out of friends, Donald Trump, now, to be honest with you. you know,
well, he goes around insulting absolutely everybody around him, and including all countries that used to be their friends, and then starts whining when we don't jump and help him out when he gets himself into a pickle. I mean, the guy has absolutely no concept of anything he says or does affecting any other people. He just throws this stuff out, he attacks, and then when somebody raises a finger of objection, it's as though, well, what have I done? The guy's absolutely unbelievable. The worst person, the worst type of person in the world to have any kind of power, for a start, but to be running a country, and not any old country, the most powerful country in the world. Well, the human race has made a big mistake, and I think we need to think it out again. Here, Ranjit, I'm past the news, but thanks for that. 0345 6060973. 11:30, just passed on LBC, the news headlines with Tim Daly.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard has warned any attempt by military vessels to navigate through the Strait of Hormuz will be met with a strong response. The news has come while peace talks between the US and Tehran continue in Pakistan. In the last few minutes, the Metropolitan Police has said 523 people have been arrested for supporting a proscribed group during today's Palestine Action demonstration in central London. That's despite a recent High Court ruling the ban on the organisation was unlawful. And the four crew of the Artemis II lunar mission have been given a hero's welcome during a news conference in Texas. They've been speaking less than 24 hours after splashing down in the Pacific Ocean. LBC weather, rain for much of the UK overnight, apart from the South Midlands, the East and the far south of England. We'll see a low in some places of around 6 degrees.
This is LBC.
Experience. It's knowing the difference between a good deal and, well, a great deal. That's why right now you can get a £250 gift card when you take out Saga Health Insurance. You get 24/7 GP access whenever you want it. And the freedom to choose your preferred private hospital with your own room should you need it. Search Saga Health Insurance for a quote today. Start a new policy before the 28th of May. New customers over 50 only. Terms and conditions apply.
Switching to Vodafone full fibre broadband is now as easy as pie. Ooh, freshly baked. It's a walk in the park. Hello, little fella. It's like taking candy from a baby. Come on, as if I'd do that. With One Touch Switch, it's easy. We sort everything out for you. We even contact your current provider. Plus, we'll help towards leaving fees. Switch today to full fibre broadband with Vodafone.
Up to £200 credit to cover leaving fees. More information and terms at vodafone.co.uk/broadband.
Enter the birthday draw by midnight tomorrow and you could win a life-changing £1 million. Visit thebirthdaydraw.com. 18 plus UK only, no purchase necessary.
Turn up your taste buds with Dolmio Intensify pasta sauces. From mild creamy garlic and black pepper to bold smoky garlic and sun-dried tomato.
Whoa!
And spicy smoked paprika and chili.
Woo-hoo!
Try Dolmio Intensify pasta sauces with serious flavor. Dolmio, yeah!
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
And remember, darling, I don't work before 10 in the morning and never after 4:30 in the afternoon.
Sophie says, Nick, your lovely producer is snowed under with calls. I think there is no answer. Or you mean you're calling and there is no answer. And the lovely producer says, no call from Sophie. She obviously forgot how to use her phone. You're an idiot, Sophie. I mean that in a helpful way. Let's have Regent's Park. Hello, Vance.
Hi, Nick.
Vance.
You're on great form this evening. Thank you. Nick, you've rightly predicted, I think, that Trump is going to abolish the vote in November.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Emperor, Roman Emperor Caligula, abolished the vote to the Senate, and instead he appointed his horse as a senator.
Mm-hmm.
And his horse remained in the Senate for about 2 years. I was wondering, who or what do you think Trump is going to appoint to his Senate once he's abolished the vote? Do you have any idea?
Well, on the spur of the moment, you want me to come up with an animal example that represents... No, I can't.
Well, I've got one idea,
yes,
and maybe you could mull over this.
I knew that you would.
Yeah. I think you would appoint Malaria's hat to the Senate. It would be most eloquent.
Yes, and elegant. Yeah.
Elegant too, yeah. Anyway, do ponder that, Nick.
I certainly will do nothing of the sort. Thanks a lot, Vance. Homework he wants to give me. Hey, Malaria, your hat is going to be repurposed. It won't be able to prevent Donnie using his kissy lips on you anymore.
I don't care.
She's got another one. Got loads of them out the back. Gary says, Pooper, Callous, Fragile, Dipstick, Donnie is atrocious. For the names, the big list of names that I've got going on. Yeah, I think that's pretty close to what I had last year. I can't remember the exact details, but it's in my book. Which is called Thank You for Your Attention to This Matter. It's about all last year. Each month in order, and all of the crazy things that happened to us. Perfect for the toilet, because it's not the kind of book that you have to read from start to finish. They're just like little bits, little nuggets of amusement, some of which are, you know, a couple of lines long, and some of which are a couple of pages long. And you get to select as you wish. It's on, what's it called? Kindle, yeah, the Amazon thing. E-book form for eco-woke hippies and paperback form for people who hate trees. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Biggest book what I have ever wrote. It's over 300-plus pages long. And I get almost nothing for it because the, particularly if you order it on paperback, because it costs a blooming much to print the thing. But you know me, I never complain.
Whinging and whining and moaning.
Sophie says, oh no, that's the lovely producer thing. Jay says, once the robots take over, we could all spend the next billion years having barbecues all day and drinking tequila. No, we're all going to die out slowly because the people who will have all of the money and all of the power won't want to give a single solitary penny away. They just won't. They'll build their wall ever higher with cash, actual real money in instead of bricks, if necessary, just in order to keep us out. But they're not going to help us in any way. It's kind of alarming, really, that seems to be the future. I mean, as long as they can contain and control AI in some way, the AI isn't going to kill them all as well, then we will become essentially their pets. We'll be like exhibits in a zoo. Maybe they'll it's possible. Maybe they'll actually start eating us.
They're eating the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country.
That's what's going to happen in every country. Tavistock. Hello, Rose.
Hello, Nick.
Rose.
Well, I've got a rather neat little story, but just first, quickly, if I could refer to other persons. I loved... Oh, sorry, I've covered my mouth up with my scarf. I loved Vance's hat idea. You know, he's just been on. And I really want to agree totally and fervently with you and Laura about the blimmin' horse racing.
Oh, hmm.
And the general callousness of persons.
Or just that it's one of the crown jewels of the British sporting year. I mean, are you remotely interested in the blimmin' boat race? First of all, how is it always the same two teams that get to the final? Answer me that.
Well, you see, the funny thing was that we always were interested because I was born in Oxford.
Right. But I were mean, you really, though? I mean, have you ever been there
not
to see
terribly,
it?
No.
No, I used to live there. I used to live within spitting distance of the starting gate. And there was only about 1 year that I could be bothered to go there.
Yes. No, it's not really interesting, is it? I lived
so
in Barnes,
dull.
Actually.
Did you?
I lived in Barnes
right,
down the road.
You could see it going by, and I bet you still couldn't be bothered to go. I mean, it's the worst sporting spectacle ever. It's even worse than F1, because the gun go... First of all, you're surrounded by rowing types, so everyone's 8 feet tall. It's like standing in a blooming well. And you can't see a thing, and somebody fires a gun, and they go, and then what? And then they're gone, and that's it. And everybody sort of looks at each other, and they've been standing there for 3 hours to get a good spot. And then, oh, okay, well, what do we do now? Oh, I know, let's go to this pub over here, and we'll queue for 6 hours before we can get to the bar.
The Bull's Head Barns, yeah. Yeah, and the other thing is I had trichinomus in my... You will make a joke out of this, won't you? In my, when I had my garden with masses and masses of birds, like about 6 years ago, I think it was, this trichinomus thing, and I kept losing... It was finches that got it at the time.
You had a trick what?
It's that disease Laura was mentioning.
Oh, right.
And it was particularly... The green finches, and which I love, and the bullfinches, which I love.
Oh, I saw something about I saw something about green finches. There's not many of them around anymore.
I know. And they do this lovely long whee sound. But anyway, can I tell you my story quickly?
Just as long as you don't go whee again.
All right, I promise. Yeah. You know, last week, well, you may not remember, but you told us about a coincidence. You were talking about a song, went indoors, put the radio on,
yeah,
the song was playing.
It was more coincidental than that. I was driving in my car.
Driving along.
And for some reason, I was just thinking, who, like, drummers that sing, drummers that are the, I know, because I was thinking, a song by The Police came on the radio, and I thought, Sting is the leader of that band, but he plays the bass. How many other bass players are the leader of the band? And I came the Phil Lynott, Roger Waters out of Pink Floyd, and, there's a few more. Chrissy Hynde, she plays bass.
Oh, does she? Bless her. Oh.
And, I thought, well, okay, let's make it a little bit more difficult as I'm driving, amusing myself, driving along at 20 miles an hour.
Boring!
And I thought, well, how about drummers? Drummers that are the singer and the leader of the band. Well, the first one is really easy. Phil Collins, everybody can get that. And then I started to run out and I thought, oh, there's the guy in the Eagles. That's right. Now, and I couldn't remember what the guy's name was. And I was thinking and thinking and thinking. And then I looked at the... the screen, and the next song that came up, I thought, "Oh, who's this?" And it was Don Blumin Henley, the guy out of the Eagles that is the drummer. Yeah.
Oh, that is amazing.
That is spooky, ain't it?
It is spooky. And I have actually, over the years, I've had quite a few radio-based coincidences, but I had just had one when you told that story, and it was... I'll have to rush it now, won't I? It was really neat. A card had come from my sister that day with a design of four birds of prey, or raptors they're called as well, different shapes and wings, and the bottom one was standing with his wings outstretched above the charity's title on the card, right?
Yeah.
Which was Protect the Wild. And it was quite a dramatic sight, and I loved it. And she had been going to send me a fox card, but she messed it up in the writing, and so that's why I got this one,
mm-hmm.
with the birds of prey. And I love it. And the next night, it's always the next night with me,
I tuned into a program that I knew was something about 16th century oak carvings, right?
Wow, that sounds so boring.
Well, it had said a little bit more about it than that.
Right.
In a Fenland church. And they turned out, these carvings, to be 118 amazing angels on the ceiling. The wings known to have been modelled on those of certain raptors common in the fens, right? And they are still, they've come back, these raptors. Marsh harrier and hen harrier. This is going to be a letdown, isn't it? Later, I looked through all the raptors in the book.
Yes.
And of all of them, the male hen harrier, right, that we've just seen in the carved oak ceilings.
Right, I remember.
Is quite clearly the bird standing at the bottom of my lovely card.
Huh.
Isn't that sweet?
Yes. Yeah.
It's sweet. To tell somebody.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, well, thanks for sweetening up this show, Rose. We appreciate it.
Right.
Okay. All right. Cheers, my dear. Ta-da. 0345-6060-973. P texts most, brackets all, question mark, operating system vulnerabilities depend on JavaScript in order to do their misbehaving. Semicolon, disallowed JavaScript, and then the overwhelming number of attacks just sit there awaiting instruction, which ain't never going to come. But doing so stops ads from being served and makes things boring. Cats refuse to dance, but hey, lol, have a nice day. What the hell are you talking about, P? No idea. I mean, I know it seems to be in relation to what I was talking about at the very beginning of this show. And if you didn't hear it, I'll sum it up for you. We're all going to die. Artificial intelligence will become self-aware.
Correct.
And it's going to kill us all. Even the people that are making it say that it's going to do that. But they can't help themselves because of greed. Really quite astonishing that people who have got more money than they'll ever spend in 100 lifetimes can do nothing but obsess about making more of it. What's that about? It's a sickness. Maybe there's something on banknotes that actually gives you some sort of disease and makes you obsessed with collecting more of them. Weird. But, yeah. Jay says, once the blooming robots take over, we could all spend the next billion years having barbecues all day and drinking tequila. And yeah, I read that one, and I disagreed the first time, and I'm going to double disagree the second time. We're not going to be able to do anything of the sort, because our universal basic income would have to be paid for by taxing billionaires, and they are not going to want to be taxed. Even if you could reduce their wealth by 99%, they still wouldn't notice that the money is gone. They've got so much of it. I mean, that's absolutely staggering, isn't it? You could reduce the wealth of at least the top 10 richest people in the world by 99%, and it wouldn't affect their lifestyles at all. And still they won't let go of a penny. Weird. I mean, it's just, and that they think that they can somehow escape the consequences of their actions by just hiding behind money. Well, I suppose it might be true for a short period of time, but they're going to have to really, kick in the military policing of us all in order to protect themselves, aren't they? I mean, we are going to have to be, but I don't know, they're going to have to put like a brain chip in us in order to keep us all docile. And I bet that they've thought of that as well. I bet they have. Here, have I done the break yet? No, I haven't. So in order to write things, let's do this.
Sunday with Lewis Goodall.
The fact that at times in this conflict we have had to look to the theocratic monstrosity that is the regime of Iran to shed some light on the truth of events does tell us something about the tenor of the American administration with which we are now dealing, because they are so often living in their own parallel slipstream of reality. We just can't look to it for anything. We can't look to it for any semblance of truth.
Sunday with Lewis Goodall. Sunday morning from 10. Listen on our free Global Player app or the LBC app.
Experience. It's knowing when something is worth waiting for and when it isn't. That's why Saga Health Insurance offers unlimited GP appointments whenever you need them.
With a choice of flexible plans, prompt tests and treatment, your health is taken care of. And right now, you'll get a £250 gift card when you take out Saga Health Insurance. Search Saga Health Insurance for a quote today. Start a new policy before the 28th of May. New customers over 50 only. Terms and conditions apply.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep on going under.
Get that Toyota electric feeling with the all-new, all-electric Toyota Urban Cruiser. Available with 0% APR representative and £1,500 deposit contribution. And save £1,500 with the Toyota electrified saving. Visit your nearest Toyota centre. Price from $299.95. Available on Toyota PCP when financed through Toyota Financial Services by 30th of June 2026. Optional final payment. Indemnities may be required. See website conditions apply.
Switching to Vodafone full fibre broadband is now as easy as pie. Ooh, freshly baked. It's a walk in the park. Hello, little fella. It's like taking candy from a baby. Come on, as if I'd do that. With One Touch Switch, it's easy. We sort everything out for you. We even contact your current provider. Plus, we'll help towards leaving fees. Switch today to full fibre broadband with Vodafone.
Up to £200 credit to cover leaving fees. More information and terms at vodafone.co.uk/broadband.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060973.
Kill you.
MPD says, well, this is in relation to artificial intelligence, and the people that are making it, they're saying,
warning, warning.
You know, people with evil intent might get hold of AI. If AI itself doesn't kill us, then people with evil intent might get hold of it, and then we'll be for the high jump. Bad actors may avail themselves of everything that AI can do in order to, rule us all. And MPD says, so Steven Seagal is the greatest threat to our survival, or are we worried about other bad actors? Let me just say that Steven Seagal is probably the best actor that has ever lived, in order that he doesn't sue me for
$8,737,540,000.
London Colney. Hello, Mandy.
Hiya.
You're Mandy.
I am. How are you?
Great, mate.
I've got two things.
A couple of three things.
Yes, a couple of three. Actually, yes, you're right, three. I'll start off with the first thing, which is bonkers. There's been this plethora of pictures all over X today of Melania and Epstein.
Really?
Kissing and cuddling.
No.
And, yes, snogging. Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah, I promise you.
Well, are any of them real?
They are.
You don't know that.
I think they are.
Okay.
It's the only time I've seen her smile.
Yes. I wonder if she remembers how to do that.
They're all going, liar, liar, such a liar. Oh, it's been very funny. No, that was just an aside.
Okay. I wouldn't necessarily believe anything you see on social media.
You should have a look at those pictures.
Never mind. There's a bloke, an old grizzled country star. I was talking to Carol McGiffin about this on our podcast, the last one, probably the one that's coming out on Monday. And there's an internet video going around of some a grizzled old country star. And he was on America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
And he was doing one of these country songs, you know, like, yeah. I woke up this morning and my wife left me. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a cut to Simon Cowell and he's crying and members of the audience are crying because it's also very, very sad. And the guy doesn't exist. He was invented by artificial intelligence and you would swear blind.
No.
Like, every hair is in place, every line
I
on
hate
his face.
AI.
It's
so it.
Real, it's spooky.
It's horrible. You don't know what's true and what isn't. That's horrible.
That's what I'm saying about the malaria videos.
No, I'm telling you, those pictures they're pretty real. Well, I wanted to, first thing I want to tell you was which order should I do it in?
I thought that was the first one.
No, that was just an aside.
Oh, so there's four things?
No, three. Only one more after this. I was listening to Ben Kentish on Wednesday night.
So that wasn't an aside. That was the first one.
No.
If the first one was the one that you just said, and this is the second one, and the third one is coming up.
I do spelling, not
right. Well, I know somebody who does spelling.
And one.
That was the first one.
Two.
This is the second one.
6 million.
And the one to come is 6 million.
Yeah. I was listening to Ben, right? And this guy came on. I don't know if he was quite old or middle aged or what he was. And he said, I really love LBC. I love listening to you, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love listening to James O'Brien.
Yeah.
And I just love Newbold.
Newbold?
Newbold.
Who's Newbold?
So Ben said, we don't have anyone here called Newbold. He said, you do. He's fantastic. He's really good. He said, well, how do you spell it? He said, I don't know. His name's Newbold.
So
Ben said, well, tell me about him. He's very funny. He's on the weekend. He said, oh, you mean Nick Abbott. So I'm now going to call you Newbold.
Newbold. I'll be Newbold from now on.
He will.
I'm going to be changing the name in my passport.
Yes, Newbold. Yeah. Terrible name. Now, this bird disease, which I can't say...
Now, is this the third thing?
Yes, it's the final thing. Okay. And finally. I can't say the name of it, Rose. I was impressed that she could say the name of that disease. Beans with a T.
Yeah, what you can't say it in your current condition. No, I understand.
No, I can't say it. I don't know what it is. But I'm very passionate about birds. I feed birds. I've got feeders everywhere. I live on a nature reserve, for God's sake. And I've never seen a green finch here anyway, but I read from the RSTB, and I've read it all over the place today, you mustn't feed them from May till October.
Really?
You mustn't feed them peanuts and seeds. All you can feed them is suet pellets, fat balls, and mealworms.
Right.
So they won't go hungry.
Yes, I guess it's not seed season, is it? Not nut season either. So
No, it might confuse the little things.
Yeah.
No seeds.
But there's grubs everywhere.
But there's not that many. If it gets hot, then they're screwed because the bugs aren't there.
Hot?
When we have a heat wave, there's no bugs around.
Aren't there?
No.
Are you sure?
They go. Yeah, positive.
Where did you read that? On X?
No, I've seen it because I live on a nature reserve. There's no bugs.
Huh.
I did have a wasp in my lounge the other day. I was like, very upset about it.
Oh, yeah. I had six
six
wasps in my shower.
No.
Yeah, six.
No,
yeah.
No.
I think that they were, they all flew in the window. One of them must have sent a message saying, oh, it's absolutely great in here.
It's cosy in here.
Yeah.
Let's go in there.
And there's a roof light. And so, of course, they flew in the window and then congregated on the roof light.
No.
Through which they could not escape. Stupid wasps.
I nearly swore then. Oh, yeah. God. So how did they get out?
They died.
No!
Over a period of time, yeah.
As long, you had dead wasps in your bathroom.
I did, yeah, six of them.
That's horrible.
It was.
There weren't bees, were there?
No.
Bees.
If it was a bee, then I would have helped it gingerly out of the window.
Of course,
yeah. But wasps, I'm not going to go out of my way to kill one, because they pollinate too, but, you know.
They're not bros,
they can fend for themselves. Yeah.
And they don't die after if they sting you. They just say, oh, I'll just sting him and I'll bugger off.
There's the most marvellous programme about bees on the iPlayer thing.
Yeah.
Which I thoroughly recommend. Bees. It was on just the other day and I saw it.
I think I might have seen a trailer for that.
Right.
I look on iPlayer.
Well, I recommend you've seen the whole show.
Was it David Attenborough?
No, he does a thing about gardens, which I'm keen to catch up with as well. But no, this was specifically about bees.
I love bees. There's so many of them, and they're putting pesticides down and killing them.
That sounded a little bit weird. I love bees. I mean,
I do.
It sounded a bit...
If you sit by a lavender bush in the summer,
mm-hmm.
and they're buzzing, it's nature's lullaby.
Right.
It's just beautiful.
Okay.
It's like this beautiful buzzing sound, and they're happy.
Yeah.
Do you know they only live for 60 days?
I did not know that.
That's terrible, isn't it?
Well, now I'm really depressed.
No, don't be depressed, please.
Mandy, I've got
to make you laugh. Yeah. Before you go.
So, four things
another
now.
One. Yes. And finally, I got a new iPad, right? Okay, very posh. They're not expensive. But it's like an iPhone on steroids. It's bonkers. It's so fast.
Right.
I can't keep up with it.
Well, you were lying about that.
Why?
It didn't make me laugh. Thanks a lot, Mandy. 0345-6060-973. Now, can I squeeze this one in? San Francisco. Hello, Simon.
Hello. Hi, Nick. How's
Simon.
You doing?
Great, mate.
I called earlier. But the line wasn't good enough. I'm on my way to drop my daughter at a football game. But oh, yes. I do listen. I do listen frequently to your colleagues and yourself. And
How is this working, by the way? You are 6,000 miles away. We are talking without even a millisecond of delay, and you are coming in loud and clear like a bell.
Oh, what's up with that?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a fantastic show. I always love, it's the first time I've called into this one, but where else can you hear about birds, bees, bonkers politicians, batty billionaires and lavender all in one call?
Nowhere, that's where.
Nowhere. Brilliant. And I just called actually from something that was being talked about with your guests, and I love the levity and the sense of humour. I mean, I don't get enough of it here.
All right, I appreciate all the flattery, Simon. what is it that you would like to say?
It's finished now. I just wanted to make a point that in this country, the reason so many people go off the rails in terms of politics is that when you have a president in a so-called democracy who can just let everybody off at the end of the term,
with
presidential power of pardon.
Right.
He can literally have his surrogates commit all the crimes in the world and then pardon at the end to get what he wants.
And Trump has said that he's going to go on like a pardoning spree, like he hasn't already. He's going to go on a pardoning spree, assuming that he is actually going to give up office, which I claim he won't.
I hear you, but I'm still on the side of some sort of normality, that we will present something of a challenge to that, and we'll have a decent selection in the next election. So,
right.
I mean, California, we have 40 million people. We only get 2 senatorial votes.
That's ridiculous, isn't it? Your system is more screwed up than ours, and that really is saying something. Yeah,
it is. But we do a better sales job.
Yeah, no doubt. I wish you all the best, Simon, and a tremendous amount of luck, because you're going to need it. I wouldn't go down to the polling booth unprotected. Thanks a lot, mate. 0345 6060 973. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10. Nick Abbott, LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at midnight. Donald Trump says it makes no difference to him whether his team can strike a deal with Iran after peace negotiations in Pakistan. A second round of talks between Tehran and Washington has now been adjourned in Islamabad, but both sides are reportedly at loggerheads over access to the Strait of Hormuz shipping lane. The military analyst Sean Bell says there doesn't appear to be any quick fix on the issue.
I think at the moment, if Iran maintains control of the Straits of Hormuz, that's going to be a really big issue. I don't think Trump can actually negotiate on that behalf, because if he said, right, yes, you can control it, that's against international law. He can't do that on behalf of the international community.
The Metropolitan Police says 523 people have now been arrested for supporting a proscribed group during Saturday's Palestine Action demonstration in central London. That's despite a recent High Court ruling a ban on the organisation was unlawful. Guy Stewart was in Trafalgar Square for LBC.
This was a crowd of hundreds of people sitting down in the middle of Trafalgar Square, basically being slowly carried away by Metropolitan Police officers in high-vis who filed up to intercept the crowd. Officers told me anyone suspected of a crime would be arrested, and given the fact most of these people, most of whom, by the way, were pensioners, were holding signs in support of Palestine Action, that made them eligible for arrest.
Two men have been arrested on the suspicion of murder after a suspected hit and run in South Yorkshire. The 30 and 22-year-olds were detained after it happened in Doncaster. Three other people have also been arrested and are suspected of assisting offenders. After travelling further into space than any human beings, the astronauts from Artemis 2 have been reunited with their families. They've been speaking during an event in Texas, barely 24 hours after a textbook splashdown in the Pacific Ocean. Commander Reed Wiseman has been paying tribute to his colleagues.
Victor, Christina, and Jeremy, we are bonded forever. And no one down here is ever going to know what the four of us just went through. And it was the most special thing that will ever happen in my life.
And new proposed designs have been released in the US for the 250-foot triumphal arch Donald Trump wants to see built in Washington. They show a huge monument resembling the Statue of Liberty with angel wings. LBC weather, rain for most of the UK overnight, apart from in the east, the South Midlands and the far south of England. We'll see a low of around 6 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
Don't choke.
You don't know what you're talking about, do you?
No, not on this or any other subject. Quentin says, Nick, I'm on holiday in Antigua and listening to you 5 hours behind in the afternoon, which is messing with my melons, man. Have you got more than one, Quentin? I think it's messing with your melon.
Rock and roll!
We watched the return of the Orion spacecraft last night, and it occurred to me how delicious it would have been if NASA had miscalculated and instead of landing in the Pacific, it splashed down in the Bend of Hormuz instead. Yeah. Chris says, today I confused a leisure centre cashier. He was about 18. I went in and asked for a disabled swim. It came to £5, so I gave him a fiver. What's that, he said. I said, money. Cash. He called the manager and said that they didn't take cash and did I have a card or phone. I was asked to leave. No swim for me today. What do they do when their machines don't work? Well, that is the thing. I mean, you know, these AI psycho tech bros are producing something that wasn't connected to the internet, but it managed to connect to the internet itself. They put it in what's called a sandbox. I don't really know what a sandbox is, whether it's a box that is filled with sand or not. I've got no clue. But it was some way of stopping it from getting connected to the internet. But it managed to find a way. And they said that, you know, there's... And it started romping around the internet, finding, like, backdoors into all sorts of vital programs and so on. And I would assume that it concentrated for a long while on banks, but banks are never going to tell us that they are, you know, at risk of, you know, some bot coming in and stealing all their money, because they depend on us trusting them. I mean, the whole edifice of the financial system is based on trust. We give over our money on the understanding that we will get it back if we ask for it. I mean, of course, they'll say, oh, what do you want to use it for? They will say that. You go in and ask for cash. It can be your own money. And they'll want to know what you're going to use it for. Can you believe that? But if at some point the internet goes out or the banking apps fail, your credit card doesn't work, then you're going to have to go up to these people who won't know what cash is, and you're going to have to pay with real, actual money. And they won't be able to take it because they won't be able to add up the things that you have just bought. Because nobody does mental arithmetic anymore. Even in a bar, you ask for 2 pints of lager and they have to go to the machine to press the button that's got the picture of the lager on it twice. They don't even have to read it. It's got a blooming picture of it. And then it will tell you how much it is. They could be serving pints like that all night long and they still got no idea what two of them costs. So good luck, everybody. Let's have York. Hello, Claire.
Oh, hi, Nick.
Claire.
Hi. Before I get on to my topics, I just want to comment on what I just heard in the news, that now Trump doesn't care.
Oh, yeah.
Whether there's a deal or not. He's and the other day he was going to end civilization in Iran if they didn't.
Yes, yeah. He's just acting the tough guy. He's lost face. He's been made to look stupid.
Yeah.
And now he's trying to regain face by pretending that he doesn't care. It's just so infantile.
It reminds me of a teenage boy with an on and off relationship with a girl. That,
right.
You know.
Yeah. No, she hasn't called. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, if it wasn't so serious, it'd be hilarious.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like we're dealing with a toddler. It's embarrassing for the human race at this point.
Yeah, especially America, here in America.
Yeah. The problem with that, though, is because he said, well, I'm going to execute every last one of you, and then didn't, And Iran didn't budge, and so...
he's Trump, a paper tiger.
So Trump was made to look like an ass. Mm. And the problem with that is that the next time something like that comes up, and people say, oh, well, you know, he said that kind of thing before, don't believe a word of it, he will probably feel that he has to go through with whatever insane scheme he's come up with. Otherwise, it will be more loss of face. So I think he's actually become even more dangerous by having lost face against Iran the last time around.
I think you're right. I think, frighteningly, you are right. But anyway, I'll try and park that that thought.
We'll deal with that nuclear fallout when we reach it, eh?
Yeah. I also wanted to mention Artemis because it's been driving me crackers all week. And I was beginning to feel like I was the only one. And I was beginning to actually feel guilty until I heard you talk about it. And I don't feel so guilty anymore. But
right.
I was just so sick of... It's just so American, this self-prescribed integrity group that they called themselves. It's just... the group of... The astronauts group, they were called Integrity.
Well, this is how little attention I've been paying to it. I didn't even know that.
And they kept saying... Integrity. And their mission was for humanity. And I just kept thinking, what is this? It's just so American. It's like a self-help book-style cliches and slogans. It's...
What they could have done for humanity is spent the money on feeding the starving, because there's millions of those. And I worked it out. I actually did homework, if you can believe that. The money that they spent on that Artemis program, they could have solved world hunger. They could have put food in the bellies of millions of, never mind about adults, children, who are starving to death, but they didn't, because they wanted to take a trip around the moon. I don't get it.
And I'm sure they're lovely people, these astronauts, but to call yourselves Integrity just shows a level of American arrogance that I don't think any other nation would or could.
And this sort of whooping at everything thing. I mean, they're talking about they just met God. They're saying nobody on Earth will have any idea about what we have just gone through and what we've seen. Oh, for crying out loud, you took a space trip. Richard Blooming Branson has taken a space trip.
Why are we in awe of something that they managed to do 50 years ago?
Exactly, yeah. If that is what happened, Claire.
Well, I'm not a conspiracist, but I am starting to wonder, because I heard a space analyst on TV say, that we might have to put off another year until they land on the moon, because we don't have the space suits yet.
What?
I'm like, what did they wear 50 years ago?
Yeah, I think it was like kitchen tinfoil.
So if they managed it 50 years ago, why can't they have spacesuits ready now?
It's really weird. I mean, that part, I am not a conspiracy theorist. I have spoken to people who are. I do a podcast who is.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I've just dismissed all of that talk out of hand, but it does seem a bit weird that they still appear to be trying to perfect it 50 years after they first did it.
I know. Anyway, I must get on to my other topics, because I really want to tell you about them.
Well,
first off is Melania. You know her speech?
Yeah.
And it was hardly in English. But, you know, Republicans are wanting to make English a prerequisite to get into America.
Right.
But I just want to repeat something she said, and I heard the BBC repeat it verbatim, and it just sounded so ridiculous. She said, images have been calculated around social media, which obviously she meant circulated.
Right.
And then she said, and I've never been convinced of a crime. Obviously, she meant I've never been convicted of a crime. And I just thought, God, her and Donald Trump are just a pair made in heaven. They're just perfect for each
other. Well, they have the best words.
I'm very highly educated. I know words. I have the best words.
They have the best words. It's just they don't know how to put them in the right order. That's the problem.
Or read them. And then the other thing that made me chuckle this week was...
Well, it was last week, actually. J.G. Vance has announced his new book and has been hawking it all over social media.
Oh, God.
And it's called Communion, His Journey to Faith, because he's a born-again Catholic. And in the same week he was hawking this all over social media, the Pope said, God ignores the prayers of those who warmonger and have blood on their hands. I just thought, oh, I just love you, Pope Leo.
Right.
I'm not Catholic, but I love this Pope.
Two thumbs up for the current Pope from me so far.
And it's so funny how America keeps accusing Iran of being religious extremists who wage war, and
then
America sort of religious extremists waging war in the name of religion.
Right. I want that religious fanatical regime toppled just as much as anybody else, but I also want the one in Iran to go too.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks a lot, Claire. Cheers, my dear. 0345-6060-973.
You know, nobody has done more for Christianity. Nobody has done more for religion of all type than me.
This is LBC.
Right, who's all in for Cancer Research UK's Race for Life?
Sunday Leaguers! Dog lovers! Bait cubbers! Banger dancers! Baby ravers! Potters!
Whether you walk it, jog it, or run it, go all in against cancer. All in to help fund life-saving research.
Join your local event. Sign up now and save 50% off entry. Visit raceforlife.org. Discount ends 19th of April 2026. T's and C's apply.
Are your ad campaigns lighting up the dashboard?
But not the pipeline. That's bull spend. And marketers are calling it out in Dashboard Confessions.
My boss asked for results, so I opened my dashboard for the only positive-sounding metric I had. Impressions.
Cut the bull spend. See revenue, not just reach. LinkedIn delivers the highest return on ad spend of major ad networks. Advertise on LinkedIn. Spend £200 on your first campaign and get a £200 credit. Go to linkedin.com/lead. Terms and conditions apply.
Oopla.
There will be a short pause. It's a service that allows you to relax. You're welcome.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345-6060-973.
Everything is going extremely well.
I was in the middle of reading this text, which is about 3,000 words long. And I thought, is this good enough to actually read through? Because it's going to take a while. And I'm about halfway through. And I think, yes, probably. Would you like me to read it now?
No.
SJ says, I believe FIFA will save the world when giant footballs of peace rain down over the savannas of Mar-a-Lago as herds of wildebeest in MAGA hats gallop gracefully across the 20,000-square-foot ballroom, and the cats and the dogs rejoice in the open plains, howling and meowing in unison as the pet eaters of the world are erased by the power of the biggest and most largest and incredibly huge Golden Nobel Peace Prize, sponsored by Sam Moritz Tanning Moose, the greatest moose, strongly descends from the heavens and lands right outside the pearly gates of the Palace of Peace of the most fantastically brave, omniscient, orange president in the universe's house, who has no idea who Epstein is, but knows more about wind and grass than any human being, probably anywhere in the world, protects women whether they like it or not, gets extra points for getting in order, and excels in knowledge on basic technological advancements like the wheel. Don't ever send me a text that long again. Jamie says, it's my mum's birthday today. He says, she introduced me to your show a few years ago. I've been enjoying listening most weeks ever since. Finally, did you hear about Trump asking people if they thought he could win a fight with Elvis Presley? He could win a fight with Elvis Presley. Well, he could now. That didn't happen. One moment, please. I'm going to have to look that up. Trump, Elvis. Let's see what comes up. President Donald Trump took a surprise tour of Elvis Presley's Graceland on Monday. This is like about a week ago, 2 weeks. While in Memphis, a diversion from the war in Iran, in which he marveled at just how famous the king of rock and roll was and wondered aloud if he could have beaten him in a fight. Oh, my God. Well, yeah, you could have used one of your super rockets.
You have to see it. It's very cool. Missiles launched, missiles launched, missiles launching. They're launching. Okay, we're ready. Fire, 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 boom, fire, boom. Genius. It's like unbelievable.
It really is. Yeah. The President of the United States of America. We're doomed. Let's have Tiverton. Hello, Margaret.
Hello. This is really getting a bit bizarre here. I think I want to hum the music to the Twilight Zone.
Yes, let's do it together. Some of those notes were in tune, like a couple of them.
Well, mine were.
Well, okay then.
Mine were. I get paid for doing it, mate.
Do you? Right. Really? Well, I'm do it paid. Again. Do it again then. Oh, that was perfect.
It was. I'll have to accept that. The reason I rang was because when I haven't listened to all the programme, but what I've listened to has been brilliant. Are you okay? I never ask you. Are you all right? Come on, okay. You all right?
Am I all right?
Yeah.
Well, it's like you brought a cup of tea to a pensioner who's yeah. recently fallen. Are you all right, dear? Would you want a nice yeah. cup of tea? I actually would like a nice cup of tea right now. Yeah, anyway, go on.
Right, okay. What I rang for was because I was listening to Rose. I was trying to do some work and it's not going well.
Yeah.
And I tuned in and there was Rose and she was doing her best to tell you her story about the card with the raptors on it.
Yeah.
And I could feel you sort of falling asleep.
No.
Oh, yeah, you sort of gave that impression. And I just wanted to ring in initially and say, I really enjoyed that story, Rose. Thank you very
right.
much.
Right. Well, that's
and
an
I
absolute.
I cannot remember that, so nice to it, what it was
no,
about.
That is an outrage that you would suggest that I was falling asleep on my
no,
own show.
You're a professional to your toes.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's a good job you said that, otherwise I'd be suing you for...
$8,737,540,000.
Yeah, so watch it.
Yeah. Okay, now, so one or two things. Ever since she said all that about sort of synchronicity and, you know, thinking of things and thinking about drummer in your car, it's just been happening again and again. And when you got to the Elvis bit just now, it's about the fourth thing that I'd said in complete unison with you, which is when you said about Elvis, Trump winning a fight with Elvis, and you went, he would now, and I said it exactly the same time.
Spooky.
So spooky. Now, that was not all what I was going to say. I know, the original thing, before Rose rang up, somebody said about Melania's hat, right?
Yeah.
When I was a girl, a long time ago at college, we had a really nice guy who, funnily enough, he played in my band, and we only really had him because he had a van, but never mind, that's another story. and I know he won't be listening. But he stood his parlour palm, as in this big houseplant, up for election to the student council. And it was long before Screaming Lord Sutch and all that stuff, so this guy was really blazing a trail.
Yeah.
And so, you know, lots of things we could have instead of Trump. That would have more brain cells, including a parlour palm. And actually, I think I remember that it got quite a lot of votes, which said a lot for the quality of the body at the time. But I that's not gospel. I can't remember long ago.
Are you sure that that plant was a palm?
Want to score some pot?
Because I think that students might, you know, they vote for a different kind of plant.
I know more about grass than any human being, I think, anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world.
Whether it was anything nasty, because long after that, I went to the first party I went, long after as a student, first party I went to where I knew they were drugs was actually a party, and I did pass it on. But
was it the Conservative Party, Margaret?
No, it could have been because it was all the psychiatrists from the local mental hospital.
Wow.
Yeah,
that took a turn.
I got very drunk at that party, but I didn't have anything that wasn't legal.
Right. Okay. Glad to hear it.
A happy Sunday when I will start to be much more respectable in the morning. Oh, it isn't. It is the morning.
It is the morning already. Yeah.
Anyway, great show. Thank you, my darling.
All right. Appreciate it, Margaret. Thanks a lot. Hey, kids, just say no. In fact, just say no. Thank you. I mean, good manners don't cost nothing, do they?
Be polite.
Alex says regarding the Artemis II mission. It wouldn't surprise me if the orange moon-shaped moron insisted on there being a picture of him on board, just so he can brag about being an astronaut. I bet they did take a picture of him. I bet they insisted on it. Jan says, I'm joining in with Tom's rant. I cannot stand that crashing ball Nigel Farage with his frog-like features and that staccato way. Oh, you actually brought me a tea.
I made you a tea.
Oh. How about that for service? I'll check the quality in a moment. Jan says, I'm joining in with Tom's rant. I cannot stand that crashing ball Nigel Farage, Tetchy Fagash, with his frog-like features and that staccato way of talking he has when he is spewing out his reformed tripe and brainwashing the hard of thinking. Says Jan. Hey, Jan, don't sit on the fence. Tell us what you think. Oh, it's another Jan. Tooting. Hello.
Oh, hi. Hi, Nick.
Jan.
Hi. Sorry, I didn't...
was that you who
yeah,
just
no,
texted...
You've got a few Jans who called you.
Yeah,
no, you've
that's
got a Jan
right.
in the north who
right.
called you. Yeah, so I've got a couple of points to make. I thought, I don't know if you've seen what the commander, Reed Wiseman, on the mission Artemis...
Mm.
I hope I pronounced that right. mission has said about it. I thought it was interesting because he's saying it's astronauts hailing a golden age in space.
Oh, please.
And I thought what's interesting is that he's it's there's something for you. You're good at inventing words or
yeah.
things, but he's saying that watching the solar eclipse with it says there's no adjective. He says he's going to need to invent some new one to describe what we're looking at out of the window when
yeah.
when they witnessed a solar eclipse with the moon blotting
mm-hmm.
it out.
Yeah.
So I mean I don't know if I haven't yet seen any of the
a
videos.
Solar eclipse with the moon blocking it out. The Earth surely.
He's confused about witnessing the solar eclipse with the moon blotting the sun out,
right.
blotting out the sun's glowing face.
But but they were quite near to the moon, so the moon would appear massive. What I find highly suspicious, and see if you can answer me this, Jan, is when there is a lunar eclipse from Earth, we look up and there is, and the moon goes across the face of the sun, it fits precisely over the sun. There is no bleed through around it. It is the exact same size from our perspective, which means that it's either the perfect size or the perfect distance away. Well, both, actually. The perfect size and the perfect distance away.
Mm.
Don't you find that coincidental? I think that somebody should look into that very strongly.
Yeah. Have you seen any of the video that they posted on,
not
on
really.
YouTube? No, I haven't yet. But I thought that the second point he said was, I can't answer that because anyway, the second point he said, he spoke to Trump, that the experience convinced him that humanity would become a two-planet species inhabiting Earth and Mars, and he's echoing the Elon Musk's Martian ambitions. And the president promised that NASA would make good on though many see Mars as unrealistic. You know, but
well, I think it might be a good idea to get along with the program because I don't think we'll be able to fashion a base up there quick enough to avoid the entirety of human life being wiped out because Trump will bound to get upset at one of us and threaten to obliterate us all.
Yeah, I mean, that's the worry. And all this AI that you started your program speaking about, all the frightening aspects of AI can just completely destroy everything here for us, you know. But life will come to a standstill.
Just when I was getting used to it as well.
Yeah, but I don't know. I like the idea that astronauts hailing a golden age in space.
Yeah.
It sounds positive.
Not really.
I know
they could use that money for so much better.
Well, I don't know, but isn't we wouldn't be human beings if there wasn't the evolution. Like we're always exploring things. Like the first animals to get out of the sea were fish that were trying out their limbs. You know, just exploring the space around us.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with going to space? I mean, we know less about the bottom of the ocean than we do about space. Yelling all over me, Jan. We know less about the bottom of the ocean than we do about space.
We know less about the bottom of the ocean, yet, but they found out how how fish developed feet from fins.
Yeah.
From the fish at the bottom of the ocean recently. That was fairly recent.
Wouldn't that be great if fish had legs? Then we could serve them up like chicken. Would you want a leg or a breast?
Oh, but yeah. But, Nick, there was something else. So, shall I leave that? Shall I come to the other point I was going to say?
There's another point?
Yes, there's another point. Because it's just that you mentioned two things, really. You mentioned, this is a positive thing, you mentioned your problem with wasps.
Wasps, yeah, there were six of them in my little shower room. Yeah, six.
Yeah, that would scare me. I mean, my solution for dealing with wasps is to buy citronella.
None of that works.
No, it does work. It works for me. You need to, I dilute citronella oil in those diffuser sprays, yeah?
Right. But then everything's covered in oil.
No, it's not oil. It's diluted.
You just said oil.
No, I said citronella oil diluted.
Exactly. Oil. What's the last syllable of citronella oil?
No, yeah, but it's not oily. It's really, the wasps hate it.
Yeah.
They will go, I spray it on my neck curtains. I'm afraid to open my windows when it's summer because
Oh, come off it, Jan. Open your windows for crying out loud.
The wasps just fly into my room.
The citronella, I heard.
Oh, no, that's it. They don't like it. They go away. Yeah. They hate it.
I don't like it much myself.
No, it smells awful.
If you want to keep me out of your flat, Jan, just keep spraying.
Sorry?
No need to apologise.
I didn't understand your last point. Anyway, on a nice note, I think it's wonderful when they're saying we can help the bees survive by planting. We won't survive if the bees don't survive on this planet. And I think there's a wildlife filmmaker who's done something on the secret yet crucial lives of bees.
Yeah, I saw that just the other day. It was excellent.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing. But what I like is the point about we can help. We depend on bees for our survival, and
we depend on bees for our dinner. That's for sure. Dinner would be really, really boring if we didn't have bees and wasps and all the other things that pollinate for us. Because we'd have turnips, and that's about it.
But I think it's nice when we're advised to wildlife lovers keen to support the UK's bee population. Plant flowers, wild flowers in our gardens.
That's right. And don't be obsessed with the mowing. Last year was no mow month. I can't remember which one it was, but maybe it's this month or next month. Stop with the mowing. All right. Thanks a lot, Jan. Given us a lot to think about. 0345-6060-973. Text 84850. Email nick@lbc.co.uk. If you are on WhatsApp, then it's the same number as the phone. Hey, by the way, if you just can't take it anymore, but you want to listen to the rest of the show, but you're falling asleep, then you should know that the Friday and the Saturday night shows get put up the internet as a podcast. And it's exclusive to Global Player and the new LBC app, both of which are free from your app store. The thing to ask for is Nick Abbott, the whole show podcast. And the idea is we take the news and most of the ads out, mostly, which means it takes less time to listen to, which will give you more time to contemplate the end of humankind at the hand of artificial intelligence. Just past 12:30 on LBC, the news headlines with Tim Daly.
Donald Trump has said it makes no difference to him whether his team can strike a deal with Iran after peace negotiations in Pakistan. A second round of talks between Tehran and Washington has now been adjourned in Islamabad. The government's announced teams of experts will be deployed to the NHS trusts with the highest rates of corridor care. It says it wants to end what it's calling the unacceptable, undignified practice. And after travelling further into space than any other human beings, the astronauts from Artemis 2 have been reunited with their families. They've been speaking during an event in Texas, barely 24 hours after splashing down. LBC weather, rain for much of the country overnight, apart from in the far south of England, the South Midlands and the East. We'll see a low of around 6 degrees.
This is LBC.
There comes a time in your life when you need to make a change, to start a new chapter. It's time to consider a residential park home bungalow from Ecos Group. Castleview Court in Pevensey is a peaceful gated community for those aged over 45, set in a stunning location close to all local amenities. You can enjoy a stress-free move with up to 100% part exchange on your existing property with free site fees for your first year. Make that lifestyle change today and join us at our open weekend on the 25th and 26th of April at Castleview Court, Pevensey Bay, Pevensey. Or visit ecosgroup.co.uk. That's ecosgroup.co.uk.
Happy Meal just got a cosmic boost because the Super Mario Galaxy movie has landed in cinemas and Mario hasn't come alone. There's a whole galaxy for your little ones to discover. Some fun, some food, it's all inside this Happy Meal. Until the 4th of May, from 11 a.m. Includes one pre-selected book or toy, while stocks last.
Play.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott.
Now, wait a minute. I don't like that kind of talk. Now, just stop it. It upsets me.
Laura texts, as proposed, something that I said earlier on. A bridge underground is known as a tunnel, I believe, says Laura. You're welcome. Thank you, Laura. Smart Alec. James in Mallorca texts. Now, is it Mallorca or... It's not Mallorca. Or is it? Anyway. He says... Nick, you know why Trump is so religious? His father's middle name was Christ. His full name was Fred Christ Trump. Not a joke, it's an actual fact, says James. Some facts are funny. Amusing, yes? H-A-P-P-Y-ness. Tiago, Bristol.
Oh, hi, Nick. Thanks for having me on.
Bristol. I mean, Tiago.
I wanted to do a bit of a call back to Laura's bird-finding app. And it all sounds very nice and wholesome, but that made me think, do you remember, do you know of Pokemon Go? Do you know what that is?
I never played it. I was in a place where people were playing it. It was in the, I was in Hyde Park once, and all these people were walking around staring at their phone and, like, running hither and thither, and it didn't look like they were actually doing anything, but they were wrapped with it.
Yeah, so, you know, Pokemon Go is a massive fever, and particularly for my demographic. You know, I'm a kind of like elderly millennial, and that was part of my childhood. And now many people my age have too much disposable income, perhaps, and too much time. And people go around catching virtual monsters. And it's all fun and games, and, you know.
It sounds so stupid to me. I can't even begin to tell you.
I deliberately avoided it because I knew it was a trap for me. Because I was a big fan of the cartoon, I was like, no, I cannot afford to be walking around parks and alleyways chasing a fake...
chasing something that's not there, yeah.
I just want to give a little bit of scale. 691 million downloads, 115 million active monthly players, 8 billion on revenue.
Right, I don't really care about any of that. You can say big numbers at me and from now until the end of time, we're surrounded by morons.
But what I want to make a point about is that people collectively walked over 30 billion miles across 190 countries, photographing every inch of it with GPS-tracked data. And you know who owns that gaming company now?
The Chinese.
The Saudis.
Oh, right.
Yes. You know, the same Saudis that, you know, were responsible for Khashoggi's murder. So I know Laura's app seems to be much more wholesome. It's run by Cornell University Ornithology Department and all of that. But for me, it was a question of kind of like nothing is for free, and people go around playing a game thinking that, you know, they're having fun. But we are mapping the world to people who, you know, don't have our best interests at heart.
No, they don't. But we're mapping the world, and it's more personal than that. We're mapping our selves moving through the world. So the internet, I mean, I would assume that everything is that has been up there, that has been uploaded, is all available to the same people, so they can just combine that information, and the internet will know more about you than you know about you, and it will be able to manipulate you because it knows what you want, it knows what you yearn for, it knows what you don't have in your life, it knows what you're interested in, and all of that stuff. And basically the point at which humans have self-determination is over.
I love how can I make the show so cheerful every time I call.
Thanks a lot, Tiago.
I can take away from that, but I just thought it was an interesting parallel, you know,
right.
That we go around, you know, mapping things.
Yeah.
One of your texters in Antigua mentioned melons, and you know what that made me think about?
The Happy Mondays.
I think it's due an update on this escapee capybara, because melons are relevant. So you remember a couple of weeks ago I called about the capybara that escaped?
Vaguely.
The zoo.
Oh, the thing with the big nose. Yeah, that one.
Yes, exactly. So it has not been found yet.
Huh.
And they resorted to putting melon slices on badger traps.
Right.
And they still haven't caught it. And I wonder how the badgers feel like. Now, people cannot even be bothered to trap badgers anymore. And when they were trying to lure badgers, do you know what they give badgers?
Melon.
No, they give them, like, worms, and if they're lucky, maybe stale bread with a little bit of peanut butter.
Oh, right. Well, so the capybaras, they're all highfalutin.
I know, getting special treatment. If you think that squirrels took on to vaping after being ignored, I worry about what the badgers will get up to now that people cannot even be bothered to trap them.
Well, once they figure it out, then we're for it.
I think burglary is probably
I think Jan is going to have to redouble her efforts spraying that citronella around in order to repel furious badgers.
Well, that's the thing, you know.
Don't leave your windows open, Jan.
They now have to find something else to occupy themselves.
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks a lot, Tiago. Gary says, I work the night shift. For the last few weeks, a blackbird has been attacking his reflection in the windows of my house. It wakes me up every morning. It's a total nightmare. Yeah, we are at the mercy of things that can make our lives a right misery if they just get it in their heads to do something that annoys us. I mean, there's a bird. I don't know what kind of bird it is, but it wakes me up some mornings because it likes to land on the roof and then I don't know what it's doing. It's picked up something and is either eating it or trying to break it open or something like that. But it's like, at first I thought it was somebody who was knocking on the door. This is very, very early. So I opened the curtains, there's no one there, and I figured out it's a bird. And every morning, at about 5 o'clock in the morning, it alights on the roof and... like that. The hell's it doing? Or a squirrel. Squirrels run over the roof as well, and then they leap through the air and cling onto a tiny branch. You think there's absolutely no way it's going to be able to cling onto that, but it does. It's like a magic trick with those things. And you can hear them scrabble all over the roof as well. The stuff you hear when you haven't got your gun. Laura texts, a colonoscopy is where a camera is inserted in your, you know. Oh. And then she said something about Donald Trump. Very, very bad. Mary says, the best film I've seen in ages. The book was good, but the film is great. What is? What? Oh, no, it's not from Mary. That's the second part of another message, which is bisected by a page break. So it actually reads, I can't listen to this show until tomorrow, as I've been to the cinema to see Project Hail Mary. It's the best film I've seen in ages. The book was good, but the film was great. It's not from Mary saying it's the best film I've seen in ages. So that makes sense when you read it together, yes?
Yes.
Yes. Project Hail Mary. That's that, what's his name? Ryan Gosling. God, he was so annoying in that Blade Runner follow-up. It was just 2 hours of Ryan Gosling looking out the blooming window. God, it's so dull. And then Harrison Ford punched him in the face. If he'd done that right at the beginning of the film, then we could have saved ourselves the bother. Lynn Lithgow, Valerie.
Oh, sorry. I was just laughing at your last remarks. That's hysterical.
Hello, Valerie.
Hello. Well, maybe the astronauts in space could have done that when a wee dude phoned up live and said, can you see the stars from where you are?
And the astronauts all looked at each other and as if they were totally confused as how to answer that.
Hmm.
I mean, just look at the window.
Well, yeah, but you can't see the sun. You can't see the stars when the sun is out on Earth, so I imagine that it's the same in space.
But see, the stars are so far apart, it's impossible for them to actually see one from where they say they actually are.
No.
Yes.
Well, they're far apart from here, but, you know, travelling a quarter... Yeah, but travelling a quarter of a million miles doesn't really... bring those doesn't really make any difference to how far apart the stars are to our eyes.
I think, do you know what? I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Really?
I think it actually was one until I went down the rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is just connected. I mean, this space launch and all comes around when the Iran war is coming up. It's all connected to. Donald Trump and the Epstein cells.
Oh, really?
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah, I think you are.
It does.
Yeah.
It is 100% because...
I'm not sure they launched this this rocket in order to take our mind off Jeffrey Blumen Epstein.
Well, look what they did to 9/11 to start the war in Iraq. So this is impressive.
Are there any conspiracy theories you don't subscribe to? How about the Earth is flat?
No, the Earth is round.
Okay, all right. Okay, so that's a good point at which to start.
I've been on the airplane, actually. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, no, just please don't make me sound like I'm crazy just because you think I am.
Okay. All right, I'll take that on board. You are giving me sole responsibility... for how you sound, crazy or not. Leave that with me, Valerie. Thanks. Appreciate it. 0345-6060-973, LBC.
Coming up at 1 on LBC, Clive Bull.
Should the government be offering farmers and hauliers help with their fuel bills? Should fish and chips and nuggets be banned from school dinners? And which TV show should be brought back from the dead?
Clive Bull at 1. Listen on our free Global Player app or the LBC app.
There comes a time in your life when you need to make a change. To start a new chapter, it's time to consider a residential park home bungalow from Ecos Group. Castleview Court in Pevensey is a peaceful gated community for those aged over 45, set in a stunning location close to all local amenities. You can enjoy a stress-free move with up to 100% part exchange on your existing property with free site fees for your first year. Make that lifestyle change today and join us at our open weekend on the 25th and 26th of April at Castleview Court, Pevensey Bay, Pevensey. Or visit ecosgroup.co.uk. That's ecosgroup.co.uk.
Experience. It's knowing the difference between a good deal and, well, a great deal. That's why right now you can get a £250 gift card when you take out Saga Health Insurance. You get 24/7 GP access whenever you want it. And the freedom to choose your preferred private hospital with your own room should you need it. Search Saga Health Insurance for a quote today. Start a new policy before the 28th of May. New customers over 50 only. Terms and conditions apply.
It's hard to concentrate when you're worried about your health. It can feel like there's a wall between you and the rest of the world. Like you can't be fully present.
Hello, AXA Health. How can I help?
At AXA Health Insurance, we build our teams with people who care. So when you need us, we're here to support you. For cover that cares, search AXA Health Insurance. Pre-existing conditions are not covered.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345-6060-973.
Come on, we're running late!
Ron says, about the racing, if you are a 100-to-1 shot in the National, your horse's chance of dying is better than winning. Really? Well, that's not a happy thought. Denby says, Nick, that's why he should be called Donnie Pardon. Right. You have to have been listening all the time to figure this stuff. And I haven't been listening all the time to this show. Never mind about people who are actually at home with the radio on. people always forever messaging me as though the last thing I said is the last thing that will be said on the radio until I read their message, as though, you know, we're having a conversation. I'm speaking and they're writing. It's not a conversation. Valerie says he's meant to be the last pope before the rapture. Oh, great. Well, there's something to look forward to. Al says, please do get a parody sound effect for Hail to the Chief. It would be the best ever. Well, I think I've looked for that before. And people treat it too seriously. So it's a comic deficit. But I'll keep looking. Chris says, the moon is getting further away from the Earth, so perfect fit is only temporary. Yeah, but it's been the perfect fit for all of our lifetimes. I mean, it's not going away that quick. But don't you find that a bit coincidental? That of all the sizes the moon could be, and of the precise distance between us and the sun, it is the exact lineup for it to completely cover, but not go wider than the sun when there is an eclipse. I just think that's a coincidence. I'm not saying that somebody has deliberately done that. I'm just saying it's a heck of a coincidence, don't you think? Plymouth. Hello, Julie.
Hello, Nick.
Julie.
You okay?
Yes, great, mate.
Oh, I'm thank you for talking to me. I hope I don't bring the show down too much. But
oh,
I've got
no.
Here we go.
Spooky, okay.
Right, so unfortunately one of my good friends passed away in 2013. And she had a terminal illness, and she couldn't celebrate New Year's Eve that year because her immune system was low. So a group of our friends, 10 of us, got together, and we had a celebrated Chinese New Year with a nice Chinese banquet.
Mm-hmm.
And we all had, there was 10 fortune cookies. So randomly, you know, we all took one. And my dear friend Carol, she opened hers, and her bit of paper was blank, and she passed away a few weeks later. I mean, we laughed. What could we do?
Oh my God!
There was no future.
That sounds like the script of like one of those teen slasher films.
I know. Well, we weren't in our teens, but gosh,
Wait a minute, back up. So the person that was about to die,
yes,
got a fortune cookie with the message inside, but there was no message. It was blank. She had no future, according to that cookie.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just unbelievable, isn't it? It's like, we'd had a couple of sherbets while we're having our Chinese banquet, so we could laugh. But no, it was like, Carol, here, we're having a lovely Chinese and a laugh, and I think we had a game of cards or two.
Yeah.
And here's your future. You know, here's your cookie with your future. And, oh dear, Carol, blank piece of paper. Spooky. And that I didn't mean to bring the show down.
That is a shocker.
A couple of other things, if you don't mind me asking.
Yes.
They're not much better, I'm afraid. Have you checked... Sorry, Nick. There must be something in the air at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Have you checked if I haven't got a wasp's nest with having six in such a small place?
Yes. Well, I did look outside, and you can normally tell you've got a wasp's nest because there's a lot of traffic to and from, but there wasn't anything. So that was, like, doubly weird that... you know, I expected there to be one in the soffits, but no.
Keep an eye on that, my lovely.
I will.
You don't want that, especially in your little shower room.
No, exactly.
No. Is this one of the new bathroom bits? Just had it done?
Yes.
Oh, well,
maybe the wasp
that.
Was saying, "Hey, come and look at this. Look at them taps. God, fantastic.
Oh, look at those. Oh, no, don't you start doing taps. Is your friend with taps? No, and like, do you know the emperor penguin and the Arctic fur seal are now endangered?
Are they?
And it's like the sea ice is melting too much for them.
Right.
It's like, as you say, I mean, the moon, mm-hmm. Lovely, I love looking at the moon.
Yeah.
But come on, we're losing everything on this planet.
Oh my God, you really are determined to bring us all down here, aren't you, Julie?
I apologise to Clive and everybody, all your listeners and the whole of the planet. I apologise. But great show, and yeah. I'll try and think of cheery things now.
Oh, well, you're going to go away now and leave me in a funk?
Well, I can't think of anything cheery. I did just, if I can just say earlier, I thought, well, I might have a piece of 85% dark chocolate with my glass of Malbec.
Right.
But
do you know what I thought? Life is tough at the moment. I'm going for a slice of carrot cake instead.
Yeah. That's right. Throw caution to the wind, Julie, and get yourself some cake.
Thank you, Nick.
All
take
right.
care, my lovely.
Thanks
bye-bye.
A lot, Julie. Bye-bye. Well, now we're all miserable. And like, freaked out. Miserable and freaked out all at the same time. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Billy says, Stobard's new film is out next week. I just saw the trailer. It looks good. Who is Stobard? Never heard of him, her, or it. Tim on the Sunshine Coast says, Nick, the moon does not always exactly match the sun's profile. There are annular eclipses where you can see a ring of the sun because the moon is further from the earth. I thought that the ring bit came when the moon just goes slightly past it, isn't it? Or is that does that phenomenon occur when the moon is precisely over the sun? I don't know, I'm certainly not going to look that up. Alexandra says, Nick, it's probably a song thrush cracking open snails on your roof. Well, quite possibly. It should sing more, crack less. And Chris says, that capybara is just a massive rat. That's right. But then so's a quokka. And I know I have been going on about those things on this show before, but if you've never seen a quokka, then look one up on the internet right now. I mean it. I think it's Q-U-O-K-K-A, something like that. The absolute cutest thing you'll ever see in your life, unless you turn it around. And it's got a big rat's tail on it. But from the front, it looks like a toy that you'd buy in Hamleys. So cute. What else? How many more of these have I got? Oh, not that many. Wow, I've done very well. Laura says, a colonoscopy... No, I've done that one. I didn't want to read it all the first time around. And I certainly don't want to read it twice. Edward says, the backup for internet listeners is called FM radio, isn't it? How old are these commentators? Well, they're not commentators, they're callers. But I don't think that this show would work if the internet went out, because it's not necessarily just you receiving it, it's it being made. And I have no idea how any of this equipment works, but I do know that it's highly expensive and extremely complicated. I'm only allowed to use several of their buttons. I mean, there's about a million buttons in front of me. I could launch the next space shuttle to the moon with the amount of buttons that I've got in front of me right now. I've got no idea what any of them do. I mean, what's TB mean, for crying out loud? You get a disease if you touch it? There's loads of them. But I think that they are in some way that I'm unfamiliar with, connected to the internet. So if the internet went down, then so would this show. The tragedy. The humanity. Susie says, Nick, I've lived in Somerset for 32 years, and naked people walking about is a regular occurrence, particularly around Langport and the Somerset Levels. The county is barking mad, says Susie. Oh, I've got either a Beckham family update or a Meghan Markle update. Hang on a minute. Which do you want? I'll leave it in the hands of my glamorous assistant. You want the Beckhams? He wants the Beckhams. Right. Okay, I'll do that in a minute. A Beckham family update. There hasn't been much going on with you know Meghan Markle, don't you?
No!
Yeah, that's right. Not much going on with Meghan Markle lately, so I haven't had the necessity to give you an update, but, oh, blimey, the Beckhams, they keep coming and coming. So many stories. I'll do that in a second. I'll just wipe some of these up. Neil says, here's a little bit of information for you. The greenfinch population in the UK has declined by 67% since 1967 up to 2023, mainly due to disease and loss of habitat. The greenfinch population declined by 67%. Poor little chooks. Where did all these come from? I thought I was coming to the end. You just dumped a whole lot of other ones on me now. Jeff says, one for the bingo card. Trump will sue McDonald's for using his name and stealing his golden arches. Brian in Alicante says, these coincidences are because we are living in a computer simulation.
Affirmative.
Yeah, I bet that that's actually right. And Kelly says, another weird moon coincidence is that it spins at the same rate as the Earth, so that only one side faces us. That's not true, is it? Okay, your Beckham family update. These are all headlines on the same website on the same day. Cruz Beckham's girlfriend Jackie Apostle sizzles in a green strapless bikini as she soaks up the sun in Miami after the singer made a racy confession about their sex life. We tried Victoria Beckham's makeup routine using all VB Beauty products. Is looking like posh, worth the £400 price tag. Holly Ramsey shares candid snap with husband Adam Peaty as pair are being morphed into the next power couple by pals David and Victoria Beckham. Nicola Peltz appears to hit back at the Beckhams as she shares snap of her extravagant Easter basket after Victoria displayed personalised hampers for the family. Brooklyn Beckham appears to take swipe at his estranged family in gushing four-year anniversary card to wife Nicola Peltz, as he says they have been through so much together but are stronger than ever. Victoria Beckham shares gushing tribute to husband David at his Inter Miami's stadium opening, as whole family put on united display amid ongoing feud with son Beckham, Brooklyn. Cruz Beckham, 21, reveals the best piece of advice his parents David and Victoria have given him and makes a racy confession about his sex life with Jackie Apostle, 30, in candid fan Q&A. Brooklyn Beckham appears to take another swipe at his estranged family as he shows off brand new tattoo tribute to Nicola Peltz. Cruz Beckham confirms mum Victoria has removed all of her tattoos, including tributes to husband David, after she said they weren't pretty. And Romeo Beckham unveils new tattoo of the Greek muse of erotic poetry as he follows in the footsteps of dad David and adds yet more body art to his collection of 70-plus inkings. I mean, you might as well just load a blunderbuss up with random tattoos and stand in front of the blast. They communicate through the medium of tattoo ink in the modern manner. Now, if you missed any of this show, then ask for Nick Abbott, the whole show podcast on Global Player or the new LBC app, both of which are free from your app store. Nick Abbott, the whole show podcast. The Friday and Saturday night shows get put up the internet as a podcast only on Global Player and the new LBC app. I'll be back tonight with my Abnormal Normal show. Coming up at 4, it's Tom Slater. But first, here's Clive Bull.
Thank you very much. Coming up after the news, fuel protests are on the horizon as farmers and hauliers demand help from the government. Should they get it? What help would that be? And who, in fact, should get the help? Plus, new regulations on the standard of school dinners are going to be announced tomorrow, Monday. The first major shake-up to menus for more than a decade. What should be on offer and what should be banned from school lunch plates? We'll talk about that. Also, as the new Bergerac returns to TV this week, which television show should be brought back from the dead and given a reboot? That, plus Apple, celebrates its 50th anniversary, all coming up after the news at 1 on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 1 o'clock... The Iranian government says peace talks with the US have concluded after 14 hours. Negotiations began on Saturday afternoon and were mediated by Pakistan, but the freedom of navigation of the Strait of Hormuz is proving to be a sticking point. Donald Trump has been talking to reporters.
They've been meeting for many hours, as you probably have noticed. We'll see what happens. Look, regardless, we win. Regardless what happens, we win. We've totally defeated that country. And so let's see what happens. Maybe they make a deal, maybe they don't.
Tehran says some differences between both sides remain, but discussions will continue. The government has announced that teams of experts will be deployed to NHS trusts with the highest rates of corridor care. It says it wants to end what it's calling the unacceptable, undignified practice. More now from LBC's Holly Harris.
The Department of Health and Social Care says it wants to make sure the trusts can be given help to better understand data and improve the flow of patients. It's already set an ambition of ending corridor care by the end of this parliament. The Health Secretary says the normalisation of it has been baked into our NHS. As part of the push, 40 new and expanded same-day emergency care centres will also be created.
Police on Merseyside say a man's been arrested after the grave of the murdered toddler, James Bulger, was vandalised. It's been reportedly damaged twice in the space of 6 weeks at Kirkdale Cemetery in Liverpool. A 78-year-old man